We're coming to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box. We are at Western Carolina for the Catamount Clash. And the girls, Pisgah girls, are going to be facing the North Buncombe Blackhawks. Kevin Lowry beside me, Jack Hewatt in the radio station.
Ken, folks, we're here at Western Carolina. What a great atmosphere here, Jack. These ladies get to play on the collegiate court. Got our boys following suit against the North Buncombe Blackhawks as well. Two great games early on. The girls played them in the second game of the year, Jack, and won by six. The boys played them a couple of weeks ago, and really tight game all the way down the stretch. And lost that one. But I expect both of these games to be nail-biters here tonight.
Well, the Pisgah girls are ranked number one in 4A West. And the boys are what?
12? Yeah, so the boys moved up to seventh. I didn't see where they slid after that last game. But they got to be right there in the top 10 in 4A as well.
That's
great. Looking good. The girls are 24th now in the state all classifications, Jack. 23rd in the state for high school OT. So they've got a great season going here at 9-1. They play this Blackhawk team that's 6-3. But there are three losses, one loss to us and two losses to a really good McDowell team that's ranked even further ahead of us.
Great.
In all classifications. So should be a great game here as we go through. Got about 6 minutes to game time, folks. We're going to send it back to the studio for a quick word for our sponsors. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah sports.
Ken Wilson Ford is our choice. For my husband's truck, my Focus, our teen's used Honda, that's her choice. I appreciate Ken Wilson's professional staff, the big new and used selection, high-quality service that keeps us rolling. I grew up in a Ken Wilson Ford family, so I know why they earned the Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award. Visit Ken Wilson Ford and see the difference when things are done right.
Discover more with an interest-bearing checking account from Champion Credit Union. With higher yields, let your money work for you so you can unlock more adventures in life. Visit championcu.com for terms and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hi, I'm David Messimer, your local AAA agent here in Canton. Of course, most people know AAA for roadside assistance and discount on travel services, but we also offer excellent discounts on all of our insurance products, including auto, home, and life insurance, all providing peace of mind protection while being your local insurance agent. Please give us a call at 828-579-3029 or stop by our office located at 714 Main Street to see if we can help save you some money. Go Bears!
Are you ready to take your business to the next level? Seize the opportunity to promote and expand your business with WPTL, 101.7 FM and 920 AM. Give Terrell a call at 648-3576 and chat about advertising packages that fit your budget. Let's work together to promote and grow your business. WPTL is the perfect place to advertise and grow. Black Bear Basketball on WPTL.
Coming to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box at Western Carolina at the Catamount Clash.
So, folks, now it's time for our keys to the game. The keys to the game is sponsored by Jack Webb, Senior Financial Advisor for First Citizens Wealth and Management. Let him show you the impact that comprehensive financial planning may have on your goals and needs. Call 452-6314 for your free consultation. First Citizens Wealth and Management, member FINRA, SIPC, an SEC-registered broker-dealer investment advisor. So, Jack?
You saw North Buncombe once with the girls. How did that fare?
So, yeah, like we talked about earlier, we won that game by six. We got out to a quick start, and then they really controlled the game in the middle of the game. And we came back and pressed a lot. We didn't press a lot in that first game. We pressed a lot in the fourth quarter and ran. So we're on a much bigger court tonight, Jack, than we normally are. So I expect Coach Holloway to really press and run tonight. So I would say, you know, it's one thing we talk about with this team, but defensive pressure for me, for us, that is going to lead to easy transition baskets is going to be the key to the game for us tonight.
I agree. We've always said the girls need to press, 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 and run, run, run. If we can limit turnovers against the Blackhawks, I think we'll win this game.
Yeah, and this was a really, really physical game last time. They let them play, which we don't mind. Our girls are tough and physical. This is a bigger North Buncombe team than our young ladies, pretty much at every position. But somebody we did not back down from last time. So I think they want to slow it down a little bit and make it more of an ugly game, and I think we want to speed it up, Jack. So pace, pace, pace. So, folks, after that, we're going to bring you live the boys' game. Tonight we talked about how good these two girls' teams are. Their boys' team is 6-3 as well for the season, lost three tough games. Really good team. They've got four guys averaging in double figures, Jack, one at 28 points a game. So they're very fast-paced. And then we've got, you know, three guys in double figures. We've got Mason Putnam, Maddox Wright, and Campbell Crook that are leading the way for us in the scoring column. So it should be a really, really good one. Folks, both teams have finished warming up here. They're going to their respective benches. And we'll see if they do a I'm not sure if they're going to do a national anthem. We've had, so everybody knows, we've had five games here already this morning. We'll have R2s and one more after that. We did have a changeover in the officiating. We had our own folks out here earlier. We've got three officials here that we're not real have seen a whole lot, Jack. You seen any of these guys?
No, I don't think so.
So I don't know if they're from further out west or not. I would say they probably are. I'm out from that SMC conference. Come in. Looks like both teams are lining up to do a national anthem, though, as time winds down here. Officials are here front and center with us. So they're announcing that, and this, folks, is the third annual Catamount Classic, Jack. So we're doing this for the third year in a row out here. Great venue. Jack, that was pretty impressive.
That's a big flag.
Yeah, so folks, if you are here, if you ever come to a Western game, when they do the national anthem, they drop a flag that basically stretches, Jack, the length of the baseline on one end. Pretty impressive there. Got the lights down. They're announcing starters for both teams. First for North Buncombe, number four, Aubrey Gilliland. And number five, Grace Parker. We got number 22, Olivia Stowe. They are all guards. We've got number 23, Ava Pruitt, which is a forward, tall and long. And then in the middle, you've got number 33, Jack, Mackenzie Carr. So really for them, Jack, you've got number four that's averaging 19.3 a game and number five that's averaging 16.4 a game. She's more of a three-point shooter, and the other one's more of a Aubrey is more of a slasher. And now for your Bears, folks, you've got number 10, Macy Devlin. She is a senior guard. Got another senior, number 11, Chandler Lowry. And then we've got a junior, number 12, Jade Cody. Good to have her back in the starting lineup, Jack.
Yeah, yes, sir.
And we've got number 13, another senior, forward wing, Bailey Connor. And then in the middle, of course, is another senior, number 25, Kylie Leonard, having a good season. So our ladies, Jack, we don't have two girls in double figures. We've got Chandler leading away about 16 and a half a game. But then we've got about six young ladies in between 9 and 6 points a game. So we get it from a little bit of everywhere. Folks, your Bears are the home team tonight. They're in their home white. Looks like gray trim, red letters. They're going to go right to left here. North Buncombe is in black uniforms, white trim and white letters, Lady Hawks. And they're going to go left to right. So Jade wins the tip. Chandler Lowry gets that quickly gets it to Macy Devlin. She kicks back to Jade Cody and sets it up top, and Chandler sets the offense up top.
Man-to-man defense for North Buncombe.
Chandler kicks across court to Jade Cody. Chandler cuts through. Jade Cody gets it back to Kylie Leonard up top, who swings it to Bailey Connor. Bailey Connor dribbles right, kicks it to Macy Devlin. She gets it to Kylie Leonard, and Kylie Leonard finds a cutting Bailey Connor off of that screen, and she goes up and gets fouled on the layup.
Grace Parker on the foul.
Bailey front ends that first one. Bailey misses that second one. North Buncombe goes the other way. And they have to pull out due to defensive pressure. Chandler Lowry on Aubrey. Aubrey finds number 33, which Jade blocks. And Chandler gets the rebound and a foul on number four, Aubrey Gilliland. It's a good rebound by Chandler there. Force that foul. North Buncombe will press full court. Chandler pulls it up. She finds Bailey out on the wing. Bailey dribbles up, and she is fouled by number 22.
Collie Leonard was wide open to baseline.
Pisgah inbounds the ball. Bailey gets it to Chandler. Chandler sets up the offense. Macy Devlin finds Chandler. Chandler's shot is blocked on the layup. Ball's rebounded by North Buncombe, and they push back the other way. Aubrey Gilliland takes it all the way to the hole. Good job by Kylie Leonard, standing tall on that, but Aubrey Gilliland gets her rebound, but she goes out of bounds, and the ball goes back to Pisgah. Chandler gets it in. She dribbles up. She finds Bailey Connor again. She does find Kylie Leonard this time,
and
she misses the bunny.
Man.
and rebound by North Buncombe. North Buncombe quickly pushes the other way. They set up their offense. Gilliland has it out on the perimeter. That's knocked away by Macy Devlin. Screen up high, and they're going to get a foul on Bailey Connor. They're going to call this tight, Jack, looks
they
like.
Are.
It's four fouls in the first minute and a half here. North Buncombe will inbound the ball. They get it into Stowe. She finds Grace Parker. She dribble penetrates, kicks to number 33. She goes up with a layup, and that is good for number 33. And they quick take a quick 2-0 lead. We beat the press easily again and find Kylie Leonard underneath, and she makes the shot this time. Assist by Bailey Connor.
Oh, come on, ref.
This time we've got another foul called, and this one was on Chandler. We're going to have to adjust here, Jack.
Blocking foul.
Trap on the sidelines. Looked like Gilliland ran through her, but they give the foul to Chandler Lowry. So it's 2-2 here with 5:37 left. That looked like a walk there for sure. Turnover. Ball goes to Jade. Jade looks up, finds Chandler Lowry streaking up the
floor. There he goes, Chandler.
And Chandler finishes that time.
And stolen back. Oh, almost stolen away.
Aubrey Gilliland takes it up quickly, but she decides to pull out. They look inside to 33, and she shoots over Kylie Leonard for 2 points for North Buncombe, and they tie it up 33-33. Chandler looks up. She finds Jade. Jade dribbles through penetration. That is a reach in by Grace Parker, and North Buncombe gets the steal. And quickly we get another foul here on Kylie Leonard. That's three fouls apiece here in 3 minutes, Jack.
That's not acceptable.
So Pisgah comes out in our full court press, diamond press. North Buncombe beats that. Grace Parker goes in. She decides to pull up. She looks to kick back up top to 23. 23 dribble penetrates. She looks and finds a cutting Gilliland. Gilliland misses that, but it's rebounded by North Buncombe. That putback is missed, and then it goes out on Macy Devlin, and it will be North Buncombe's ball underneath their own basket. Pisgah is in a straight man-to-man. A little screen there. Aubrey Gilliland gets it, no switch, and she finishes for two. North Buncombe gets a 6-4 lead. Quickly, Pisgah goes the other way. Chandler finds Kylie Leonard the other way, and that is a 6-6 game here. Pisgah comes back in this full court press. Looks like a Chandler got the steal, but looked like it went straight to Grace. Grace came in, and we cannot do that, Chandler. That's number two on Chandler 4 minutes into this game. So good job by North Buncombe when they got the steal back to push the pace and had a wide open layup on the backside, but Chandler fouled to prevent the shot. But with her already having one foul, I'm sure Coach Holloway would not want that to happen. The 33 goes
Carr.
Up. She misses the first free throw.
Mackenzie Carr. Next one, no good.
And that rebound goes to Macy Devlin. She pushes the other way. She finds Chandler. Chandler sets up the offense up top. She dribbles left, kicks back to Jade right. Jade kicks it back to Macy Devlin. Macy Devlin's looking. She finds Kylie Leonard up top, and she rotates to Jade for the three. And that three is good by Jade Cody.
And that three-point shot is sponsored by Forga Contracting.
North Buncombe comes back the other way. They look to go inside, but a good block by Kylie Leonard. She hands the ball back to Jade Cody. Jade Cody finds Kylie streaking up the middle. Kylie kicks back out to Macy. Macy dribble penetrates. Kicks to
good
Chandler.
Finishes.
and they get a foul on Olivia Stowe.
I think that's her second.
It is her second, team fourth. So that's four fouls apiece. And interesting, Coach Holloway's leaving Chandler here with two fouls. Kick the ball around. Gosh. Chandler looks for Scout. Scout looked to cut out and a turnover by Pisgah. Get the ball down low. Grace Parker goes up for two. Now the score is 9-8. Real quickly, Chandler Lowry's pushing the other way. Chandler Lowry goes up, and it's a blocking foul on number 34 for North Buncombe, and that will send Chandler to the line.
These Pisgah free throws are sponsored by Messimer Insurance Agency, offering insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today.
Chandler's first free throw is up and good. North Buncombe gets in a couple of subs here. Second free throw is up and short. That stretches Pisgah's lead to 10-8. North Buncombe gets here. Pisgah's now in a 1-2-2, kind of three-quarter court press. North Buncombe beats that, gets it up. Grace Parker shoots. And that is a miss, rebounded by Chandler. Chandler brings it out to the left. She takes dribble, penetrates, finds Alexis Marcos on the backside, but she cannot handle that pass, and it goes out of bounds to North Buncombe. North Buncombe will inbound the ball. They're going left to right here. Gilliland has it. She's bringing it up. A little complimentary pressure by Pisgah. They trap now Gilliland up top. She goes by, finds number 10 on the backside free, and Alexis Marcos rebounds the ball. She gets it to Chandler. Chandler goes back the other way. She kicks to the left to Lauren Ballou. She kicks back up top to Alexis Marcos, who finds Bailey Connor in the corner. They find Ballou all the way on the left side. That shot is short, rebounded by Scout Ballou.
There you go.
That will send Scout Ballou to the line for two more Pisgah free throws.
These Pisgah free throws are sponsored by Messimer Insurance Agency, offering insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today.
So Scout hits that first one, and with that, Macy Devlin and Jade Cody will come back into the game. Chandler Lowry and Bailey Connor will take a seat. Now we've got Lauren Ballou, Scout Ballou, Jade Cody, Alexis Marcos, and Macy Devlin in, and Scout Ballou hits that free throw. Pisgah still in this 1-2-2 press. North Buncombe gets it up. A kick out to the right wing. Look underneath again. That is missed, and this time rebounded by Macy Devlin. Thought there's a kick there on the outlet pass. I thought there may be another foul there, Jack, but Macy went to the ground and looked to get it out, and was kicked by North Buncombe. Pisgah will keep the ball. Macy Devlin brings it up quick. She looks up. She kind of rushed that pass, deflected by Gilliland, and North Buncombe gets the steal and goes back the other way. Grace Parker has it. She gets it to Gilliland, and Gilliland hits the three real quick. And that runs the score to 12-11. Pisgah's ahead here with 1:27 left in the first quarter. Jade Cody penetrates. She misses the floater, but gets her own rebound. She looks, finds Scout Ballou on the sideline. She goes up with a shot. And two more points for Scout Ballou. Pisgah's lead now goes to 14-11. Here with 1 minute left.
Trap.
She throws it off of Scout Ballou and goes out of bounds. The ball will remain here for North Buncombe. They've got it about midcourt here, right in front of the scores table over there, Jack.
That was a good trap.
So Stowe gets it in. She finds Gilliland. She gets it back to Stowe cutting. And they kick it back out to Gilliland. Gilliland dribble penetrates, and that's up short. But she comes up with her own rebound.
Blocked again.
Lauren Ballou got the block. and Macy Devlin comes out, and that ball is knocked away. Coach Holloway wanted a foul there. But Pisgah will retain possession here with 44.6 seconds left. Jay Cody will inbound it to Macy Devlin. Macy dribbles left. She kicks over to the right side to Jade Cody. Jade Cody has it. She kicks back to Macy Devlin for the three, and that's up, and it is short, but rebounded by Alexis Marcos. Marcos gets it to Lauren Ballou. She can't handle that pass, and it goes out of bounds. Ball will go back to North Buncombe with 27.7 seconds left. Score again, folks, is 14-11. Your Bears are ahead here with 27 seconds left in the first quarter. North Buncombe inbounds the ball. Stowe brings it left. Again, this 1-2-2 three-quarter court press. North Buncombe gets it up. They go inside. It's stolen away by Macy Devlin. She dribbles right. She goes all the way to the basket, and she finds Alexis Marcus on the backside. She kicks back out to Jade Cody at the free throw line, and that shot is missed, but rebounded by Jade Cody. And she goes all the way to the rim and finishes that.
And that's the buzzer.
So that will take us to the second quarter with your Bears ahead 16-11. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah sports.
Too many turnovers. But we're ahead.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction. Vestas proudly backs the Bears. Let's go courtside as Pisgah basketball continues.
We're coming to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box at the Catamount Clash on the campus of Western Carolina University.
Folks, we're back to you here live. Your Bears, Lady Bears, are leading 16-11, moving into the second quarter. North Buncombe will have the ball inbounding right in front of us, Jack. And Pisgah comes out in a straight, looks like that, back into that 1-2-2, kind of mid-court. No, they're in a straight man-to-man here, half-court. North Buncombe dribbles, almost a steal by Bailey Connor.
Man, touch fouls.
They are calling everything here tonight. That's foul number 11 in just over a quarter and 10 seconds in this game. They are not going to let them play tonight. North Buncombe inbounds the ball from the sidelines here. Grace Parker has it up top. She's guarded by Bailey. They swing it left. They get it to Aubrey Gilliland. Set a screen up high. Good switch there by our ladies. She goes down almost a steal. Ball gets knocked away. They kick out to 23. She throws up a shot. That's no good. That is rebounded by Kylie Leonard. She gets it to Chandler, and they look back the other way. Chandler's looking up the court. She finds Jade Cody outside for a three.
Short.
And that is short, but rebounded by Jade Cody. She goes inside.
There you go, Jade.
And finishes inside for an 18-11 lead.
Now the full court press is on. There you go,
good
Kylie.
Good deflection by Kylie and steal by Kylie. She gets it to Chandler. Chandler pushes up. Chandler looks to find, but a reach in by 23 knocks it away. And North Buncombe goes back the other way. Kylie Leonard tries to take. Oh, my. Looked like Kylie Leonard got there for the block. And he waited until we got the rebound and headed the other way and decided to call it, Jack.
Kylie kind of flopped. And that's why he called the foul.
So that's foul number two on Pisgah here early in the second quarter.
Gillen no good on the free throw. Next free throw rattles in.
That gets the score to 16-12. Excuse me, 18-12. Pisgah leads. Chandler has it out on the wing. She looks up top, finds Jade Cody. Jade Cody kicks it right to Macy Devlin. Macy looks all the way across court to Kylie Leonard. She dribble penetrates.
There you go,
puts
Kylie.
It up and in. And that is a 20-12 lead for Pisgah early. Chandler gets the deflection, steal by Macy Devlin. She gets it to Jade. She finds Bailey Connor on the wing. That is no good, and that is rebounded by Bailey. She gets it out to Macy Devlin. Macy finds Kylie, and Kylie gets a foul. It's a good hustle there by Bailey Connor to get that rebound.
These Pisgah free throws are sponsored by Messimer Insurance Agency, offering insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today.
Kylie goes up with that first free throw, and it is missed. That's the one thing we're not doing really well here tonight, Jack, is shooting those free throws. That makes us 3 of 7 on the night. Again, your Bears leading 20-12 here with 6:15 left in the second quarter. Looks like there's a delay for some reason here. I'm not sure what's going on here, Jack. Looks like they're going to ask number 33 to leave the game for some reason, and they get a sub in for North Buncombe. I'm not real sure what happened there.
I don't know.
So with that sub, Kylie Leonard will take the line for her second free throw. That one
short.
Is up and short. Rebounded by North Buncombe. Chandler gets the deflection, almost gets the steal there.
Gosh, we need to make our free throws.
A walk there by North Buncombe. Our pressure, even though they're not letting us, you know, really touch them at all, pressure still affecting them there, Jack. So Chandler will inbound it underneath our own basket. She looks, she finds Bailey Connor up top. Bailey kicks left to Chandler. Chandler has it out wide. She dribble penetrates. She goes up and she's fouled on the take.
And these free throws are sponsored by Messimer Insurance Agency.
That first free throw is up and good for Chandler. I don't know if the depth in here, because it's such a wide arena, is throwing both teams off a little bit from a jump shot standpoint.
Second one good. 22-12, Bears. Steal. Jake Cody, jumper no good.
Rebounded by, looks like Bailey Connor got it. She gets it to Chandler. She kicks it out to
Chandler's air ball.
Three does not go. Don't need a foul here. Looks like North Buncombe wants it. Did they get a technical on him?
Yep, got a technical on him.
Yeah, I'm not sure what he wants to complain about. There's been an awful lot of fouls called on both teams here early on.
I think he called a technical.
So the North Buncombe coach gets a technical here, and that's going to send Pisgah to the free throw line and give us the ball back, Jack. Here up 22-12. He's in a little bit of disbelief. First free throw is up, and it is off the front and the back rim. No good.
Why is he still standing?
The second one is in, front end, and goes in for Chandler. That gets the score here to 23-12, folks, here in the about midway, almost midway through the second quarter. And he's telling the coach he's got to sit down before he gives him another one. It's actually pretty fair of him there, because he was asking for the second one, I believe. Ball is inbounded to Chandler. Chandler goes off the screen early. She kicks back to Jade left. Jade kicks to Bailey Connor out wide. She dribble penetrates, finds Macy Devlin out wide. Macy tries to dribble penetrate, and that is stolen away by Stowe. She goes the length of the court and scores the basket. And really, I think two girls had two fouls and couldn't pick up one there, Jack. So not a lot of defense there by our ladies by how they're calling this game. Chandler dribble, penetrates, goes in, finds Kylie.
There
Kylie kicks back to Chandler underneath for a two-point. And Kylie Leonard with an assist there. Pisgah's back to this full-court press. We got a reach. And that is on number 10, Macy Devlin. That is her first, team third. Collective sigh of relief there. Didn't give that one to Chandler.
Chandler, yeah.
Pisgah drops back into a man-to-man defense here. They get it to Gilliland outside. She comes off the screen. Kylie Leonard switches. And we get another quick foul here.
Man.
So that's on Kylie Leonard, and that is her third, team fourth. So foul trouble seems to be our problem here tonight, Jack. With that, real quick, we get Lauren Ballou in the game for Kylie Leonard. And North Buncombe will inbound the ball underneath their own basket. They get it inside to 34. She puts up the shot. That's no good. Rebounded by Macy Devlin. Macy pushes it quickly the other way. She kicks it, hands it to Bailey. Bailey dribble penetrates. She tries to find Chandler on the backside, throws it away. Gilliland comes out of there, pushing back the other way. She pulls up to the top. She dribble penetrates, tries to get all the way to the basket, and that is good for Gilliland. That runs the score to 25-16. Chandler quickly pushes the other way, finds Macy Devlin all the way underneath by herself, and there's a two points back for Pisgah. North Buncombe goes the other way at this penetration. And Holloway wants the push off there by Gilliland, but that doesn't get it. Rebounded. Shot goes up. Rebounded by North Buncombe. Three's up for North Buncombe. This time, rebounded by Jade Cody. Jade Cody goes the other way. She finds Mace.
There you go, Bailey
Connor. And Bailey Connor finishes. That runs the score back up.
Come on, folks, refs.
To 29-16. And then they get a quick foul on Macy Devlin, I believe. That is going to put North Buncombe on the free throw line here. I believe that was called on Macy. Did you get that one?
I don't know.
I think that's her second.
They don't show the number.
North Buncombe goes to the free throw line, and Stowe hits the first one. And that will make the score 29-16, your Bears up. With that, Alexis Marcos and Scout Ballou come in. And Bailey and Chandler are going to sit. They've got two fouls apiece, so he doesn't want to take a chance there, Jack. They're in the game with Macy Devlin, Lauren Ballou, and Jade Cody.
Timeout on the court. This timeout on the court is sponsored by Canton Insurance Services. Call Michelle or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs.
And here with 3:33 left in the second period, I believe the score is going to be 29-18, but they've got 31-18 up there. She's quickly fixing it. Those two free throws she gave to Pisgah, I'm sure nobody at Pisgah would complain about. Pisgah's got five fouls here, still with 3:33 left in the second quarter, Jack. I believe North Buncombe has three fouls, so two more fouls, and that will send us to the line. All in, I think the foul count is pretty even, about 9-9. A lot of touch fouls here tonight, Jack.
Lots of touch fouls. And that's not the way you want to call a game.
No, they're definitely making a difference in this game. And, folks, for Pisgah, we've got Macy Devlin with two. We've got Chandler Lowry with two. Bailey Connor with two. And we have Kylie Leonard with three. So that's 11 fouls for us here in the first half so far. North Buncombe is going to press with Chandler out. They're going to take their chances here with this press. We get it into Macy. She gets it back to Jade, and Jade easily beats it up. Finds Alexis Marco. She finds Scout Ballou, and almost they almost got that steal on the one extra pass there, Jack. Scout looked over to her aunt, Lauren Ballou. Lauren gets it in, and she throws up the shot, and that is airballed. Rebounded by Macy Devlin, though.
I think a jump ball.
And they call a jump ball. Not sure of that. He hasn't called a lot of fouls on them since that play. We get it to Scout Ballou. She misses the shot at the top. She wrestles
now
for
the... That's a jump ball. The other one wasn't. It was not.
But the ball will go back to North Buncombe here. And Pisgah will stay in this full court press. Got Scout Ballou up top. Jade and Macy Devlin out on the wings. We've got Alexis Marcos here at half court. And then we've got Lauren Ballou all the way back. North Buncombe gets it in. Gilliland has it. She dribbles through, finds Stowe out on the wing. Stowe goes all the way by. She kicks it back for the three from North Buncombe. And that three is good. And that was by number 23, Pruitt. Pisgah goes back the other way, finds Lauren Ballou on the other end. She misses the jumper, rebounded by North Buncombe, but steal. Ballou gets the steal.
And steal
and
stole again.
Right back by Gilliland, and then the ticky-tacky foul on Lauren Ballou. So we're only up 29-21 here, Jack. We were up 13 at one time. Quickly going the other way, and Gilliland has a chance to bring it to six. Officials have stopped calling anything on North Buncombe after that technical and has mounted up on our Bears here. Gilliland hits the first free throw, Jack.
Couple of dribbles. Good.
That runs the score to 29-23. Jade cutting across the middle. She gets it out to Scout Ballou. Scout Ballou finds Lauren Ballou. Lauren Ballou dribble penetrates. She tries to kick that back out to Scout and gets it there. They kick it back out to Jade Cody. Jade kicks it right to Macy Devlin, who finds Alexis Marcos in the corner. Alexis dribbles out. She finds Lauren Ballou. She puts up the three. That three is off and rebounded by North Buncombe. Grace Parker goes the other way. Good defense by Scout Ballou to hold her up. Forces her to go back out. Another three by Pruitt. That is missed. Rebounded by Jade Cody.
Oh, get it, get it.
Jade looks up for Alexis Marcos, and she can't handle
that.
And with that, Chandler and Bailey will come back in. And they will sit Jade Cody and Macy Devlin. Score now is 29-23. North Buncombe is in the lead, or is behind here. Pisgah Bears in the lead. Looking to get the trap there. Thought we might get that steal. Stowe has it. She dribble penetrates, takes it all away. It had to be a walk there. She dribbled it off her leg, walked through three times, and then the ball goes off Lauren Ballou out of bounds. Ball will stay with North Buncombe. North Buncombe has it underneath their own basket. Stowe's inbounding. She's looking for Gilliland cutting. Scout Ballou with the defense, and that is missed. And rebounded is tied up between Bailey Connor and the young lady from North Buncombe and
possession
Pisgah.
Pisgah
will have possession. Bailey will inbound the ball. She gets it into Chandler. Chandler skips it up to Scout. Scout dribbles up. She finds Lauren Ballou. She looks inside, finds Chandler. Chandler goes up and just missed that one. Rebounded by North Buncombe.
A couple of bunnies missed.
Chandler goes back the other way. Stowe goes in. She dribble penetrates. Chandler has to let her go, and she finishes for two. Chandler finds Scout. Scout finds Lauren. Lauren goes up.
There you
and
go.
She scores two. Pisgah's back in this full court press. Presto gets by. She takes it all the way to the basket.
Oh,
looks like it was
foul.
Grabbed by Alexis.
She's not a foul.
Has the ball. No contact whatsoever. And the foul count just continues to mount on Pisgah as the score is 31-25 with 58.5 seconds left here in the second quarter. They'll send Stowe to the line, Jack.
Ball never lies.
That one is missed. Really, it's the foul count that's keeping North Buncombe in this game right
that's
now.
That's correct, yeah.
And Jake Cody and Macy Devlin come back into the game here with 58 seconds left. North Buncombe has all their girls back on defense as Stowe shooting these free throws. That one is up and good, and it's now a five-point game. Jay gets it in to Chandler. Chandler brings it up.
1-3-1 zone.
Macy kicks over back to Chandler. Chandler dribbles in, looks for Jade, finds Macy. She kicks to Bailey, and Bailey hits the three.
And this three-point shot is sponsored by Forga Contracting.
Oh,
that's a foul, man.
Stowe goes down, and they get the foul on Bailey, and that's going to be number three on Bailey Connor. And they're going to send her back to the line again. Score is now 34-26. Folks, that is the 12th foul here on Pisgah.
We still have 35 seconds to go.
Scout Blue comes back in for Bailey Connor. Stowe shoots her second one, and that is up and good. Pisgah gets it back in. Stowe falls down. I'm surprised they didn't call a foul there, Jack. Chandler ends back up with it after the deflection. She goes up with it. It's off. It is rebounded by Jade. She kicks it out to Macy. Macy shoots the three, and that is up and good.
This three-point shot is sponsored by Forga Contracting. Don't foul, don't foul, don't foul. Oh,
and
yeah,
it goes
good.
The other way. 33 pushes Macy Devlin out of there. And finally, we get a call on North Buncombe.
It's not a shooting foul.
It's not a shooting foul. Jade's going to get it in. She finds Chandler. Chandler gets it up. And Chandler says that's a foul. They don't get it. A long shot by Gilliland. And that brings us to halftime with your Bears up 37-28. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah basketball.
Ken Wilson Ford is our choice. For my husband's truck, my Focus, our teens used Honda, that's her choice. I appreciate Ken Wilson's professional staff, the big new and used selection, high quality service that keeps us rolling. I grew up in a Ken Wilson Ford family, so I know why they earned the Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award. Visit Ken Wilson Ford and see the difference when things are done right.
Pisgah basketball on WPTL Canton.
Coming to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box at Western Carolina. And it's time for the halftime show brought to you by Papertown Equipment Rental, a store that delivers equipment, customer service, and great prices. Why buy it when you can rent it? Call 565-2737.
So, Jack, here at halftime, we're up 37-28, and with a lot of fouls there, Jack. So
too many to count.
Yep, we survived, but we are in a bit of foul trouble here. We've got Bailey with three, Kylie with three, Chandler with two, Macy with two, Alexis and Lauren both with one apiece. So a lot of fouls there. In spite of that, though, we're up by nine here, Jack.
Yeah, that's good with all the fouls. North of Buncombe, how many free throws did they have?
So they had 12 in the second quarter alone. They were 7 of 12.
12 free throws.
Only 2 in the first, so they were 7 of 14. We were 6 of 10 from the free throw line. We were 3 of 7 from the 3, and I wasn't able to keep their three-point shots. And really for us, we talked a little bit about how we're getting scoring from a lot of different people this year. We've got 7 in the scoring column, you know, for the first half, and it's pretty even. Chandler's leading us with 8. Jade Cody has 7. Bailey Connor and Macy Devlin both have 5 apiece. Kylie Leonard's got 6. Then Lauren Ballou has 2, and Scout Ballou has 4. So, really, it's really even spread. Like the way they're sharing the basketball. If we're to hit some free throws early, I think we had a chance to extend this lead. And really, our ability to play defense, Jack, has been limited in that first half with all the ticky-tack fouls they've called.
That's correct, yeah. Every foul seems to be just ticky-tack. I've never seen a repping crew call that many fouls in the first half.
Yeah, which we knew. We hadn't seen this officiating crew a lot, or really any. I think I've seen one of the three before. So we knew they may call it different than what both of these teams are used to. This is certainly a much different game than the first time we played these ladies. I think we won that game 61-55, and at the end of the first quarter, both teams were in the low 20s in just a dogfight. So, Jack, we're going to send it back to the studio for a word from our sponsors. You're listening to WPTO Radio, WPTOradio.net, your home for Pisgah sports.
Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning has been warming Western North Carolina homes for over 30 years. Call Mike's today to schedule your heating system checkup. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit Mike's online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343. Let Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning keep your home comfy and warm all winter long. Black Bear Basketball on WPTL.
To you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box at the on the campus of WCU.
So, Jack, now that we've talked a little bit about this lead that our Bears have been able to build, 9-point lead here with going to the second half, let's talk a little bit about this boys' game. First game with North Buncombe was really, I think it ended up being about a 12-point game, loss for our Bears. But late in the fourth quarter, it was a 3-point game.
Was it?
In fact, I think it may have gone to overtime. But really hotly contested, very physical from what I gather. If we've got the same officiating crew, we'll definitely have a different game there.
I agree. If the refs, do they change every game?
Well, they usually go 2 games and then change. So I would assume this officiating crew will stay for the next game as well. I'll be really interested to see if they stay, how they call the second half after really controlling the pace of play in the first.
It'll probably double the fouls. hopefully not.
Hopefully not. But for our Bears, you know, we're looking for 4-4, Jack, but playing really well. Got out to a 2-0 start. And lost 3 straight, came back, and really we played great. Last week we were 2 of 3 on the week. And if you'd have looked at our schedule last week and told Coach Rodarmer we were going to go 2 for 3 for the week, I think he'd have taken that.
Yeah.
So really difficult schedule last week, another difficult game tonight. But looking to get back in the scoring, the winning column here tonight. And I think we've got a great chance to do that.
I agree. The boys played well at Inca and at home Inca. Franklin was just a tough game. That was a tough game.
Wasn't it? Yeah, Franklin, folks, if you haven't seen that Franklin team, they're like Franklin teams of old. Really stout, very good team. Get scoring from a lot of places. Got two really, really good players leading the way. Jack and
Tesky.
Yeah, thank you.
Will Rowers and Herbie. All 3-point shooters.
And Peyton Hervey doesn't look like it. He's about 6'5", but he just likes to stand out there and shoot it and play fast. But really good team, and we hung right in there. They just one big run in the second quarter, and every time we bring it to 4 or 5, they stretch it back out to 10, 11, and well, we just kept battling all the way through the end there. So really proud of this team. With this boys team, who surprises you this year with their play?
Well, you know Mason and Maddox, but Campbell Crook,
yeah,
sophomore.
Campbell Crook is a sophomore, folks, and he's really come along as the season's gone. He's probably our second leading scorer right now with about 16 points a game and just playing with a lot of poise. He's had some moments where you realized he was a sophomore, but overall, he has played really, really well this year, Jack.
Just a reminder, we're going to present the A1 Storage Player of the Game Award after this game. The holiday season is approaching. Looking for a safe place to store your holiday gifts with wondering eyes with 24/7 access? Call A1 Storage at 646-3981. Locations near you.
So, folks, with that, we're going to send it back to the studio for one more message from our sponsors before we come back for the second half of this exciting girls game with your Lady Bears taking on the North Buncombe and Black
Hawks. Lady Hawks.
You're listening to WPTO Radio, WPTOradio.net, your home for Pisgah sports.
Discover more with an interest-bearing checking account from Champion Credit Union. With higher yields, let your money work for you so you can unlock more adventures in life. Visit championcu.com for terms and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Let's go courtside as Pisgah basketball continues.
Coming to you live from the Stevens and Pest Control Press Box on the campus of WSCU for the Catamount Clash versus the Lady Bears and the North Buncombe Lady Hawks.
So, Jack, we're back here at the Ramsey Center here at WCU. What a great event here our ladies and gentlemen from Pisgah High get to take part of. Our Lady Bears are coming out of the tunnel now. With about 10 seconds left. Thought we were, maybe somebody locked the door on them back there, Jack.
Probably the North Buncombe coach.
Yeah. Didn't want them back out here.
That's right.
So we're back out here as the horn goes off, getting ready for some great second half action. Again, your Bears leading 37-28 here heading into the second half. North Buncombe made it out. Coach is pointing that out. Be interested to see if he tries to stand the second half, Jack. He really didn't want to sit on that bench after he got that technical, did he?
No.
So he's pleading with his young ladies here to get back in the game. Got our friends from Smokey here. And with that, the Blackhawks are going to have the ball first here. You got Gilliland inbounding the ball. Looks like our Bears are going to be in a straight man-to-man half-court defense to start this out. Stowe gets it up top. She finds Gilliland out on the right wing. Gilliland's looking. She has it. She dribbles left. She pulls back out. She tries to go underneath. Callie backs off. Air ball, and Jade Cody gets the rebound, and she heads back the other way. She finds Macy Devlin. She tries a pass over to Bailey, and she throws it out of bounds. Wish she'd have gone up with that one. She had that one up. Well, they say North Buncombe touched that, Jack. That'll leave us with the ball. And Chandler Lowry will inbound it on the sideline in the deep corner here. Got Gilliland in front of her, so long hands. Have to be aware of that. She does deflect that one back out of bounds. Chandler has the ball back again. She's looking to get it in. Chandler finds Macy cutting off of that break and just missed.
Man.
Another wide open layup miss there. It's a good look. We'll hit that. She just got a little deep, Jack. North Buncombe gets it back, and they head back the other way. Grace Parker has it out on the wing. She brings it up top. She's got Bailey Connor on her. She swings right to Gilliland. Gilliland has Chandler on her. She tries to dribble, penetrate, kicks it out to Stowe. Stowe dribble, penetrates. She gets it to Grace Parker. Grace Parker dribble, penetrates. That shot goes up. No good. And the rebound goes to Macy Devlin. Macy gets it up to Chandler. Chandler looks. She finds Kylie Leonard underneath.
There you go.
And Kylie Leonard has two. That quick, folks. Your Bears go up 39-28. Pisgah's content to be in a half-court man-to-man here after the make. Gilliland has it out on the left with Chandler on her. She kicks it to Stowe. She's got Jade Cody on her. She tries to dribble, penetrate, get a little bit of help.
Oh, there's not a foul.
Who did
that
she call that
foul.
On? He's looking at two of them. He doesn't know who to give it to.
Ten.
So they give it to Chandler. She wasn't even down there.
I thought it was 10.
So that's her third, folks. So another touch foul here. North Buncombe inbounds the ball. They dribble, penetrate. And they get another foul. And they call it on Chandler again. And that is number four on Chandler. Looked like she got bumped into Chandler, and they called a foul on her. That is a big moment in this game, Jack.
Yeah, third quarter.
Early in the third quarter, two quick fouls, and they get it inside and score 33. This officiating crew is...
Not good.
Not good, to say the least, here. Pisgah gets it into Jade Cody. Jade Cody has it out. She dribble penetrates. She goes up. She dribbles back out. She's looking. She finds Macy Devlin inside. She kicks back out to Bailey Connor. Bailey Connor dribble penetrates.
And a foul.
And it's a foul.
These Pisgah free throws are sponsored by Messimer Insurance Agency, offering insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today.
That free throw is up and good for Bailey Connor.
And Bailey's second free throw good.
That runs the count to 41-30. 11-point lead. Gilliland has it on the perimeter. Alexis Marcos guarding her. They get it to 33. They kick back to Gilliland outside. She's taking a look. They get it back down in the low and post. A missed shot rebounded by Jade Cody. She goes the other way. She finds Macy Devlin over here. Ahead. She misses that layup, but rebounded by Kylie Leonard, and that two goes back in. Now the score is 43-30, Pisgah. North Buncombe goes the other way. Stowe has it. She dribble penetrates. Looks like she tried to force her way in there. She gets it to Gilliland, and Gilliland hits the shot to get the score back to an 11-point Pisgah lead. Macy Devlin comes the other way. She finds Alexis Marcos ahead. She takes the two-point shot. That is missed. Rebounded by Gilliland. She pushes back the other way. She goes all the way to the basket, and another touch-reach foul on Pisgah, this time on Alexis Marcos. That's the third team foul here with 4:59 left in the third. One on North Buncombe. And Gilliland will go to the line for two free throws.
First one good.
Second one is up and good. Back. Kuzda gets it up the sidelines, and we get another foul. This time it's on number 23 for her first for North Buncombe. I think that may have been a give back, Jack. Macy has it up top. She finds Jade Cody. Jade Cody dribble penetrates, finds Kylie Leonard outside. That two-point shot's up, no good. And the ball is rebounded. Saved by Gilliland, out to Stowe. Stowe goes back the other way. She dribble penetrates. Three-point shot is up by North Buncombe. Good. That is good.
Man. Timeout, North Buncombe.
That runs the score to 43-37.
This timeout on the court is sponsored by Canton Insurance Services. Call Michelle or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs.
So a big moment here, Jack, for our Bears. We've got our leading scorer, leading rebounder, and reigning conference player of the year. Went out of the game with four fouls on two quick touch fouls over there with 6 minutes left. And since then, they're on a 5-0, well, a 7-2 run, I believe, to get this lead to 6 points, Jack. We've got the ball. We've got to find some offense here without Chandler on the floor. So a big moment for us. North Buncombe will drop back into kind of a three-quarter court press. Man-to-man. Macy finds Bailey Connor. Bailey Connor goes up, misses the shot, rebounded.
That
by
was
North
a
Buncombe.
Foul, and they didn't call it.
Grace Parker gets it. She goes back the other way. Alexis Marcos guarding her. She dribble penetrates. She looks. Can't find anywhere to go. Gets it to number 34. Gets it back to her. She dribble penetrates again. Parker dribbles out. She kicks back. She drives. That shot goes up. No good, but rebounded by North Buncombe. And get it to 34. She misses that shot. And another rebound.
Should go to Pisgah on the jump ball.
And Bailey Connor ties that up and gets the ball back for our Bears. 43-37 with 3:57 left here. Bailey has it. She gets it over to Jade. Jade's guarded by Gilliland. She calls Macy over for a screen. Macy comes over, sets the screen. Jade comes off of it. She kicks back left to Macy Devlin. Macy Devlin dribble penetrates, kicks to the wing to Jade Cody. She finds Macy on the backside, and she gets hammered. And that is a foul on Grace Parker. Third team foul on North Buncombe. That'll send Macy Devlin to the free throw line.
These Pisgah free throws are sponsored by Messimer Insurance Agency, offering insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today.
Just what the doctor ordered there, Jack. Macy Devlin knocks down the first one. With that, Lauren Ballou and Scout Ballou come into the game. And Macy misses the second one. A jinxer there.
Free throws, free throws.
North Buncombe gets the rebound. They go all the way. Stowe takes all the way to the basket, but misses that. Lauren Ballou with the rebound. She's looking to get it out.
Come on now.
But throws it away.
Goodness.
And scored by Gilliland. There, Lauren Ballou's got to calm down. Look for Jade. Jade was out on the other side, and she just was looking directly across to Scout Ballou there with about three Blackhawks in the passing lane.
This timeout on the court is sponsored by Canton Insurance Services. Call Michelle or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs.
Folks, that gets the score to 44-39. Coach Holloway wanted a timeout that time to talk about this full court press North Buncombe's got. Maybe settle Lauren down a little bit. She did a good job of getting that rebound. And North Buncombe comes out with kind of one person full court. Everybody else back man-to-man. Macy gets it up. She finds Jade. She comes back, finds Macy Devlin
Macy
underneath.
Right in the middle.
Great screen and good find by Jade. Pisgah goes back the other way on defense. Stowe has it up top. She finds a cutting Parker. Parker goes up with a left hand, misses that, and looks like
off of. Come on now.
He says it's off of Scout Ballou. We had Scout and Jade there. North Buncombe was fighting for it, and he gives it to North Buncombe underneath their own basket. 46-39 here. 7-point lead for your Bears with 2:51 left in the third quarter. North Buncombe looking. Should be about 5 seconds here.
Get it.
And Scout gets that steal. She finds Alexis Marcos. She got grabbed. She goes up and scores. That gets the lead to 48-39, your Bears. Here with 2:35 left. Gilliland dribble penetrates. Scout Ballou on her. Good defense. Rebounded by Scout. Scout kicks it out to Macy. Macy looks up to Alexis Marcos. She goes up. Looked like she was fouled and missed the shot.
What in the world?
Rebounded by North Buncombe. And then a push off by Stowe on the other way. She kicks out to Grace Parker. She misses that shot. Jade Cody looks up, finds Macy, just throws it a little too far, Jade. She had that one-hand pass. If she just chest passes that up, I think that's a layup, Jack. And with that turnover, it's 2:10 left. Your Bears still leading by 9, 2:09. North Buncombe has the ball. They're moving right to left here. Stowe brings it up the right side. She kicks back to the middle to Gilliland. She's guarded by Scout. She kicks it to Grace Parker. Grace Parker has Alexis Marcos on her. She brings it back up top, sets it back up. She kicks it right to Stowe. Stowe dribble penetrates against Jade Cody. Good defense by Jade. Three-pointer by Gilliland. Rebounded by Jade Cody. Jade Cody finds Macy Devlin up. She
there you
makes
go, Macy.
A move.
Get in there, ball.
Gilliland, and that goes in. And Pisgah goes up by 11. Back the other way. Good defense by Scout. They kick back out to Grace Parker, and she hits a three. Pisgah comes right back the other way. Scout Ballou has it. She finds Lauren Ballou on the backside. That is blocked, but corralled by Alexis Marcos. Gets it back to Lauren Ballou. That three-point shot's up. No good, but rebounded by Macy Devlin. Macy Devlin finds Lauren Ballou in the middle. She
gets
a rebound. That jump.
Make a shot.
And on the rebound, we call a foul on Pisgah. That foul is on Alexis Marcos. That's going to be her third. And with that, we get Molly Watson in the game here. Your Bears leading by 8. Jade Cody takes a break with 1:01 left here in the third quarter. Macy Devlin on Stowe up top. We're in this man-to-man half court. Run back out. Parker just hit a three, throws another one up. This one's rebounded.
Back to North Buncombe.
And tied up by, I think that was Scout Ballou and number 34 for North Buncombe. The possession will stay with North Buncombe underneath their own basket. North Buncombe's looking. They find her underneath. That's contested. And no good. The layup's no good, but the rebound looks like it goes off on Macy Devlin and back. Ball goes back to North Buncombe. North Buncombe will try it again here underneath their own basket. Run a lot of action. They get it to Gilliland up top for the three. She finds a cutting Stowe. She tries to kick out. They kick back up top to Gilliland. They kick back out to Stowe for the three. Stowe puts the shot up, and that shot is good. That runs the score to 50-45. Your Bears lead here with 23 seconds left. Macy brings it back up, and looks like we're content to get one here. She gets it to Scout Ballou. Scout Ballou gets it back up to Molly Watson. Molly gets it to Macy. Macy gets it to Scout. Scout dribble penetrates, kicks back out to Molly. Molly finds Alexis Marcos inside. Back to Molly. Molly dribble penetrates, and that is an air ball as the time goes. Looked like a foul there, Jack.
They are not calling it on us.
But no call there. Your Bears still lead 50-45 at the end of the third quarter. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah Sports.
Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning has been warming Western North Carolina homes for over 30 years. Call Mike's today to schedule your heating system checkup. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit Mike's online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343. Let Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning keep your home comfy and warm all winter long. Pisgah Basketball on WPTL Canton.
We're coming to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box on the campus of WCU for the Catamount Clash.
So, Jack, here we are going into the fourth quarter. You've got your Bears up 50-45. Big quarter for us. Lots of young ladies in foul trouble here. Big concern for us. We're going to start the quarter with Chandler still on the bench over there with four fouls. We've got Bailey Connor, Jade Cody, Macy Devlin, Kylie Leonard, and Alexis Marcos starting this quarter. You've got Alexis Marcos with three. You've got Kylie Leonard with three, Bailey Connor with three, and Macy Devlin with two, and Lauren Ballou with one. His game bounced the ball. We have the ball first here in the fourth quarter. We get it inside to Jay. Jay goes up,
there you
and
go,
that
Jay.
Is good.
Good entry pass.
North Buncombe's walking it up. Pisgah here with a seven-point lead here early in the fourth quarter. Stowe dribble penetrates. She's cut off by Jay Cody. Jay Cody gets all the way to the left.
Gosh.
And another touch foul. This is unbelievable. Stowe hits that shot, and she'll go to the line for another free throw. Gets the game to a 52-47.
Free throw good. 52-48, Bears.
Macy Devlin brings it up the right side. She tries to find Alexis Marcos. She looks inside to Kylie Leonard, who kicks out to Bailey Connor. Bailey Connor with a jump shot. It's off, but rebounded by Jade Cody.
There you go, Jade.
Jade Cody puts back two. So stepping up big here in the fourth quarter, Jack. That runs the score back to 54-48.
Oh, goodness.
Almost a steal. They get it out to Grace Parker for the three.
Get out
and
of there.
She misses that, and it goes over the top of the scoreboard. Pisgah will get the ball back here, up six with 7:01 left. Jade Cody gets it into Macy Devlin. Three-quarters court pressure here. Get it up to the middle to Alexis Marcos. She finds Bailey Connor up. She gets it to Macy Devlin. Macy Devlin finds Kylie Leonard.
That's a foul.
Kylie Leonard, and he calls a jump ball.
Jump ball?
Kylie got her own rebound, went back up, and he called a jump ball. Kylie's looking at him like, are you serious? So here with
six-point
lead and a 6:48 left in the first quarter. Kylie missed the first one, got her own rebound, went back up, knocked her down, and he caught a jump ball, Jack. North Buncombe has it. They're bringing it up. Gilliland has it just before half court. She gets it out to Stowe on the wing. That three-point shot's up. That's off and rebounded by Jay Cody. Jay Cody looks up to Alexis Marcos. Alexis Marcos kicks back out to Macy Devlin. Macy Devlin.
There you go.
Bailey Connor
good
on the
pass.
Backside.
Yes, yes, yes.
That runs the score back up to an eight-point Pisgah lead. North Buncombe comes back the other way. Gilliland has it out. Bailey Connor knocks it out of bounds. And Gilliland's complaining after all the fouls that they've called on us. She's complaining about not getting one right there. 6:10 left here, folks. Your Bears up 56-48. North Buncombe gets the ball in. And get it out to the wing.
There you go.
Still by Macy Devlin. She finds Bailey Connor running up. She finds Alexis Marcos on the backside,
no, no,
and the ball's
just
turned over
to the ball.
And goes the back the other way. Gilliland takes it up. She's cut off by Jade and Bailey. The trap forces the bad pass, and the ball goes out of bounds and will go back to Pisgah. 5:48 here left in the fourth quarter. Our Bears have stretched the lead here to eight. Full court pressure, man-to-man by North Buncombe. Jay tries to throw it to Macy, almost throws it out of bounds, but Macy corrals it and gets it back to Jade. Jade gets it back to Macy. Macy takes off. She finds Marcos up the court. Marcos dribble penetrates, and that's no good. Rebounded by Kylie Leonard. That's no good. And a jump ball. Alexis Marcos tied that up. Pisgah will have the ball underneath our own basket here with 5:29 left here in the third. Macy Devlin gets it into Alexis Marcos. She finds Jade Cody. Jade Cody kicks to the wing to Alexis Marcos. Back up top to Bailey Connor, who kicks it right to Macy Devlin. Macy Devlin tries to dribble penetrate, and they get a foul on North Buncombe as Grace Parker reaches. With that, Chandler Lowry and Scout Ballou come in. They get Jade and Alexis Marcos. 5:16 left here in the fourth quarter. Chandler gets it in to Kylie Leonard. Kylie Leonard dribble penetrates. That's up and no good. Ball's on the ground. North Buncombe comes out with it. Stowe runs right through Bailey Connor, and he calls a block on Bailey Connor. That's got to be on the floor, if nothing else. He does call it on the floor. That's four on Bailey Connor. 8-point lead here with 5:07 left. Bailey gets that steal. Finds Chandler up the court.
Make it.
And that's blocked by Gilliland, rebounded by Connor. And she goes up. Bailey will go to the free throw line for two.
These Pisgah free throws are sponsored by Messimer Insurance Agency.
And Chandler got a little relaxed as she was out in front of the crowd. Let Gilliland catch up from behind.
Bailey, there you go.
But Bailey makes that free throw after getting the big rebound. Bailey will have a second free throw here. That runs the score to 57-48 with 4:57 left. And this is that one. And Kylie Leonard gets the foul called on her. And that's going to be number four on Kylie. So we got four fouls on Chandler, Bailey, and Kylie here. Looks like we've got an injury on the floor. Didn't look like there was a lot of contact there, Jack.
I think Kylie landed on her.
So maybe on her leg there?
Leg, maybe.
Yeah, I hope she's okay here. So we're going to take a little bit of a break here. We've got 4:55 left here in the fourth. Your Bears are up 9, 57-48. Only thing concerning right now, Jack, is foul trouble for the Bears. Pisgah Sports has been honoring Pisgah athletes for outstanding game day performances all season long. You can see photos of all the award winners at WPTLradio.net. Just click on the Sports tab and then choose Pisgah Player of the Game from the drop-down menu. Check in often as we add new players after each game. That's WPTOradio.net. If you've missed any of the Bears basketball or football this season, you can catch up with Pisgah On Demand. Simply go to WPTLradio.net, click on the Sports tab, and choose Pisgah On Demand from the drop-down menu. You can listen to the entire 2018 football season and up-to-date basketball. Pisgah On Demand, check it out. Jack, we're back to live action. The North Henderson or North Buncombe Lady Hawks will inbound the ball here with your Bears up 9. Pisgah is in a 1-2-2 three-quarter court pressure. They get it to Gilliland, break half court. Kick it out to 23. She gets it back across court to Stowe. She dribble penetrates. Both ladies have to let her go there, being in foul trouble, and she scores. That'll get the score to 7. Chandler brings it back up. She finds Macy Devlin on the wing. Macy Devlin dribble penetrates, looks for Kylie Leonard underneath. She goes up, and she gets the foul called, and she'll go to the line for two more.
Messimer Insurance free throws.
And that foul was on number 34, Dodson, for North Buncombe.
Come on, Collie.
It's their third team foul.
Nothing been net on the first one.
Kylie Leonard hits that one. Jade Cody will come back in. This time Scout Ballou will go out. Here was 4:23, and your Bears ahead by 8. Second free throw for Kylie Leonard is up.
And good. And it is nothing good. But net.
She's going to remain in this 1-2-2, three-quarter court trap. Gilliland has it up top. She throws over the top to Stowe. She dribble penetrates. Kylie stands there, big air ball by Stowe, and that ball will go back to Pisgah. So good job by Kylie, not fouling, but making her with a tough shot. Jade Cody will inbound the ball. She gets it to Chandler Lowry. Chandler brings it up. Looks like North Buncombe is in a 1-3-1. Chandler finds Jade up top. Jade dribble penetrates, finds Bailey out wide, and that three's up, and that is in. Out. Kylie Leonard gets the rebound, though. She finds Chandler up top, and that three is up, and that is no good, but rebounded by Macy Devlin this time. Her shot is blocked, deflected by Jade Cody out.
Man.
Those threes was close.
Yep. They both look good. They just wouldn't go down for us. Bears still up 59-50 here with 3:44 left. North Buncombe's coming right to left. They have it at half court. They kick across, find Grace Parker. Chandler Lowry's got the pressure on her. Pisgah drops back to a 2-3 zone here, looks like. Gilliland has it out on the perimeter with Bailey Connor in front of her. But almost a carry. He did get the carry on her. Didn't think he was going to get it, Jack. She went to pass, and Chandler got in the passing lane. She had to pull back on that, and he did end up getting her. So Jade Cody will inbound the ball as Pisgah gets it back. She gets it to Chandler Lowry. She finds Bailey Connor up. He finds Kylie Leonard and just a missed bunny there on the layup. And North Buncombe goes back the other way on the rebound. Gilliland goes in. She attacks. Left hand's up. No good. But rebound by North Buncombe, and that's going to be a foul on Bailey Connor. And that is going to be her fifth foul, I believe. That will send 33.
Mackenzie Carr.
Nope. She misses that first free throw, but we do lose Bailey here. And Alexis Marcos comes in. So one player fouled out. Two more with four fouls, Jack. A couple more with three.
Next one.
Up and no good, and rebounded by Jade Cody. Jade gets it out to Chandler. Chandler brings it up. She decides to slow it up. She sets the offense up top. She dribbles right. Finds Macy Devlin back to the left. She kicks back to Jade Cody.
Just keep the ball.
She kicks to Kylie Leonard. Kylie Leonard gets it to Macy Devlin. She gets it stolen away from her, and the Blackhawks go the other way. Stowe goes the other way. She kicks to Parker. Parker shows up the three. No good. And North Buncombe comes out of there with it. Parker shoots a two, and that is good. And that will get a timeout for North Buncombe.
This timeout on the court is sponsored by Canton Insurance. Call Michelle or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550 for a review of her personal and business insurance needs.
So, Jack, we're sitting here at 2:28. Having to play a little lax on the defensive side, but up 7, 59-52. We need a good offensive possession here. Made basket. Stretch this lead out just a little more here if we go under 2 minutes.
I think Coach Holloway is going to tell them to bring it back to the midcourt line and make them foul.
Pisgah.
When we get the ball.
Pisgah's got four fouls on them, so any foul by us sends them to the line. North Buncombe still with only three. Jay gets it in. She finds Chandler. Chandler goes up the sidelines right by her, finds Macy Devlin. Macy Devlin kicks it all the way across to Kylie Leonard, and she goes up and good.
My bad.
score.
Yeah, we go up the court pretty quick there, Jack. Pisgah's back in this 2-3 zone. North Buncombe has it on the outside. Stowe dribble penetrates. She gets in. Shot rebounded by Chandler Lowry, and that is a foul on 34. And that's just the fourth foul on North Buncombe. Next one will send us to the line. Get it in to Chandler. Chandler gets it back to Jade in this trap. Jade takes it up the middle, and she loses it. Chandler gets on the floor, ties it up, and it is a jump ball, but possession will go back to North Buncombe. Chandler's on the ground. Looked like she is hurting just a little bit. Nah, I think she was just a
floor burn
on her elbow. It's a 61-52, a minute 51 left. North Buncombe will inbound the ball as Parker looks. Looks like 5 seconds here. She does get it in. They kick it back to her. Good change. Pisgah still in this 2-3. They kick it right to Gilliland. Gilliland kicks it to 34. She finds Parker. Parker goes up for the layup. Missed. Rebounded by Jay Cody. Jay Cody finds Alexis Marcos running.
There you go.
And that is finished. That runs Pisgah's lead out to 11 with a minute 29 left. North Buncombe will bring it up. Trapped here up top. And they get it over to Gilliland. She finds young lady in the corner for the three, and that three is up and good.
Timeout. Time on the court is sponsored by Canton Insurance. Call Michelle or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs.
So Jack up here, 8 with 1:17 left. Got to make free throws here down the stretch.
Yes, we got to make
take care of the ball, make them put us on the free throw line, and then we got to hit free throws. Sure, that's what Coach Holloway's telling them over there right now.
Yeah.
What is the North Buncombe coach trying to tell
them? If you don't immediately get the ball in, control the ball, you have to foul.
And, folks, when I say there's foul trouble, looks like the Bears have 22 fouls caught on them in this game tonight. Compared to 13 for North Buncombe. So Pisgah breaks the huddle. They're going to come back out. North Buncombe's going to be in this diamond full court trap they've been running. Not been a problem most of the night. Looks like now they're going to go to man. They change directions. Jay gets it into Chandler. Chandler takes it up. She's fine, and now they're going to try to trap out of it. She looks up, finds Alexis Marcos. She finds a cutting Jay Cody, who finds Kylie Leonard on the backside.
Misses
the easy layup. Man. Rebounded by North Buncombe. They're going back the other way. So got what we wanted there. Just missed the shot. North Buncombe goes up the other way, and they missed that. And that one is fought for by Chandler and 23 for North Buncombe. And it goes out of bounds on North Buncombe. It'll be Pisgah ball. North Buncombe still in this man-to-man. We get it into Chandler. Chandler gets it back as they try to double-team her to Jade. Jade finds Alexis Marcos. She takes a three. That's not what we want. But this time, rebounded by North Buncombe.
My goodness.
That's where having the senior on the bench with five fouls over there does not work well. It still goes the other way. And she hits two, and that is going to get the game to a six-point lead, it looks like here. 63-57.
This timeout on the court is sponsored by Canton Insurance Services. Call Michelle or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550 for a review of your personal or business insurance needs.
So, Jack, we don't mind the layup that we got and just missed. But we certainly don't want to take threes here. We did a nice job of beating the press. And then we took up a three, missed it badly. They get the rebound, go through the other end, end to end. And, again, we've got two girls with four fouls out there right now, one already fouled out. and can't really play defense like we want to and give up the fairly uncontested layup there to get it to six here. So got to be a little smarter here on the offensive end. On the floor for the Bears are Jay Cody, Chandler Lowry, Alexis Marcos, Macy Devlin, and Kylie Leonard. Bears up by six with 34.7 seconds left. Jay Cody gets it into Chandler. Chandler quickly gets it up to Macy. Macy pulls up.
Hold
she
the ball.
Comes back to Chandler. Chandler's holding the ball. They're trying to foul her, and he calls it, and that should put Chandler on the free throw line here with 26 seconds left in the game.
And these Pizzica free throws are sponsored by Messmer Insurance Agency.
First free throw is up, and
rattles
it goes in.
Rattles in.
Woo! We'll take it. It's probably very cold right now. Not played a lot here in this second half. Second one is up and good.
Nothing
but net. Conley gets both of those.
Timeout.
That runs our lead, folks, to 8 points. And that timeout on the court is sponsored by Canton Insurance. Call Michelle or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs. So, Jack, what you got there?
Just a reminder, we're going to present the A1 Storage Player of the Game Award. Holiday season is approaching. Looking for a safe place to store your holiday gifts from wandering eyes with 24/7 access? Call A1 Storage at 646-3981. Locations near you.
So, Jack, we got 26 seconds here. Your Bears up 65-57. It will be North Buncombe ball. I'm sure they're going to try to go straight to the hole. Maybe try to kick out for the three here.
I would.
But on the rebound, we want to get it into one of our free throw shooters' hands and try to ice this game here, Jack, with 26 seconds left. You got to feel comfortable right now, but you can't feel too comfortable.
No, we've got 26 seconds and a lot can happen.
We got Alexis guarding the ball full court. We just don't want to foul here. Stowe gets it in, North Buncombe, and Alexis Marcos retreats. She gets all the way to the basket.
And she loses it out of bounds.
Lost it. So the ball will be Pisgah's ball with 19.4 seconds left in the game. North Buncombe trying to deny the ball. Jay gets it in. Chandler gets it back to Jay. Jay gets it in, and she is fouled, and that will send her to the free throw line.
And these are two more Messmer Insurance free throws.
That free throw is up and good by Jade Cody.
66-57 Bears. Short, and Jade controls the rebound.
She gets it to Chandler. Chandler pulls it back out. Coach says, no, don't foul. She gets it to Jade Cody. Jade Cody pulls it out. And that is it, folks. Your Bears win 66-57. We're going to send it back to the studio. When we come back, we'll have your player of the game. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah basketball.
Discover more with an interest-bearing checking account from Champion Credit Union. With higher yields, let your money work for you so you can unlock more adventures in life. Visit championcu.com for terms and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages, to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction. Vestas proudly backs the Bears. Black Bear Basketball on WPTL.
And we're back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box. It's time for your A1 Storage Player of the Game Award. Tonight's outstanding award for outstanding effort for a Pisgah player goes to Jade Cody. The holiday season is approaching. Looking for a safe place to store your holiday gifts for wondering eyes with 24/7 access? Call A1 Storage at 646-3981, conveniently located for all your storage needs. So, Jack, a few stats here. In that game, a big win for your Bears, 66-57. Jade Cody, player of the game, had 12 points, 13 rebounds, Jack. She was followed up, led, Callie Leonard had 14 points for us, Jack. Then we had three other ladies with 10 points apiece. We had Chandler Lowry with 10, we had Macy Devlin with 10, and we had Bailey Connor with 10. That was followed up with two from Alexis Marcos and two from Lauren Ballou and four from Scout Ballou. So all around, when you got five girls in the scoring column, really big time for our ladies. And I thought more than anything with the 12 and 13, Jack, I felt like Jade Cody did a nice job. We had Chandler out for basically the
entire second half.
Yeah. I mean, she was out for almost 7 minutes in the third quarter and the first two and a half for the fourth. And Jade did a nice job of settling us down, keeping this thing I think we were up 11 when she went out. She came back in, 2.5 minutes in. I think we were up by 7, and we ended up winning that game by 9. So did a good job of really making sure we had good ball handling there and distributed the ball very well to keep us in that lead.
It's good to have scorers and defense.
Yeah, you don't see many girls' teams when you got five girls in double figures in a game. So, pretty good game all the way around by everyone. Good job of sharing the basketball. Had Sis galore on the other side as well. In spite of, I should say, I think we finished with 22 fouls, Jack.
22 fouls.
22 fouls in that game called on us. So, in spite of all the foul trouble, a very, very good game. And your Lady Bears win 66-57 against a very good North Buncombe team.
And they did turn over the referees.
That is good for us.
Hopefully. Those guys were good gracious.
Yeah, they were not real good from a standpoint of letting them play. It was a lot of ticky-tack fouls. 22 fouls on us. They gave up one there in the end, 14 on North Buncombe. But that was really, I felt like our ladies played very well and could have won that game ongoing. So with that, we're going to send it back to the studio, folks, for a message from our sponsors. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah sports.
Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning has been warming Western North Carolina homes for over 30 years. Call Mike's today to schedule your heating system checkup. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit Mike's online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343. Let Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning keep your home comfy and warm all winter long. Are you ready to take your business to the next level? Seize the opportunity to promote and expand your business with WPTL, 101.7 FM and 920 AM. Give Terrell a call at 648-3576 and chat about advertising packages that fit your budget. Let's work together to promote and grow your business. WPTL is the perfect place to advertise and grow. Let's go courtside as Pisgah basketball continues.
And we're back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box. Now it's time for the keys to the game of the boys game. The keys to the game is sponsored by Jack Webb, Senior Financial Advisor with First Citizens Wealth and Management. Let him show you the impact that comprehensive financial planning may have on your goals or needs. Call 452-6314 for your free consultation. First Citizens Wealth and Management, member FINRA, SIPC, and SEC registered broker, dealer, and investment advisor. So, Jack, what is your keys to this boys' game?
We have to play well, of course. But North Buncombe's got a lot of length. You saw the first game. How did that go?
Yes, I think my key to this game is protect the ball. We can't give up, even in the half court, we can't give up turnovers with them going the other way and getting easy baskets. That's what they how they like to play. They will play fast, but it's almost a controlled fast. You know, they want to score a lot of points, get up a lot of shots, but it's typically through because of that length, and they're getting in passing lanes going the other way. So protect the ball is the key for me.
They probably have, what, 6'5", 6'7", a couple of post players?
Yeah, most of their kids, even their guards, are 6'1", to 6'5", 6'7". So you see the one kid right here, he's about 6'7". But a majority of their kids are in that 6'1 to 6'3, 6'4 range that they'll have that are plenty tall and long arm rangy kids. So I expect us to really look to control the pace here and not turn it over. Campbell and Mason have to have a great game from a ball control standpoint tonight.
I agree.
We're looking here. I've seen these officials before, so I feel a little more comfortable with
yes,
them.
Yes, of course. That was the that was terrible, that girls' game.
Yeah, but folks, the girls ran to 10-0 on the season. That's a very quality win they just got. Should help us enhance, continue to grow in that ranking column, Jack.
RPI, yep.
RPI should strengthen off of that. Look forward to seeing them next week in their three games for the holiday tournament over Nashville as well. Boys as well, they'll be playing over there as well. Play Saturday, this Saturday, and then they play Monday and Tuesday. Folks, if you're interested and want to get out to those games, I believe the Saturday games are 9:30 and 11 Saturday morning.
Wow.
So it'll be an early morning. The girls will play first, then the boys, and they'll both play RS Central in that game. Not sure about Monday and Tuesday yet.
Is it Asheville Gymnasium?
Yep, it's at Asheville High School. So, folks, we're going to send it back one more time to hear one word from our sponsors. And when we come back, we'll have the boys' game tonight. You're listening to WPTO Radio, WPTOradio.net, your home for Pisgah sports.
Discover more with an interest-bearing checking account from Champion Credit Union. With higher yields, let your money work for you so you can unlock more adventures in life. Visit championcu.com for terms and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hi, I'm David Messimer, your local AAA agent here in Canton. Of course, most people know AAA for roadside assistance and discount on travel services, but we also offer excellent discounts on all of our insurance products, including auto, home, and life insurance, all providing peace of mind protection while being your local insurance agent. Please give us a call at 828-579-3029 or stop by our office located at 714 Main Street to see if we can help save you some money. Go Bears!
You don't know money.
Knowing your breasts can save your life. Go to knowyourgirls.org for the facts you need on breast health. Brought to you by Susan G. Coleman and the Ad Council.
Pisgah Basketball on WPTL Canton.
And we're back to you live in the Stevenson Press Control Press Box, where we're announcing the starting lineups for both North Buncombe and Pisgah. And for North,
go ahead. Trent Clark,
is going to be a point guard for North Buncombe. Parker Hyatt is going to be a point guard. Matthew Gleford is a shooting guard. Cameron Keenan, number 25, Aiden King, starting for the Blackhawks.
And Trent Clark's averaging 28.1 a game, and Matthew Lever's averaging 21.7 a game.
Isaiah Mintz starting for the Bears. Maddox Wright is a senior. Nick Messer starting as a junior. Forward.
Nick played really well for us this year.
Campbell Kruk, a sophomore, is starting, and senior Mason Putnam is a shooting guard, power forward.
So it looks like they're missing Trent Sets and Switzer, senior power forward from North Buncombe, who's averaging 12.7 a game and 8 rebounds. That may come into our advantage tonight.
I don't like the music they're playing. I don't like it. Metallica's better.
A little on delay.
And the Bears control the tip. Maddox Wright is going to drive. Back to Isaiah Mintz. Mason in the corner. Back to Maddox at the free throw line. Stolen away by Parker Hyatt.
Good transition defense by the Bears.
Mason guarding number one, Trent Clark. He's going to drive. Put up a shot. No good. Rebounded by number 22, Cameron Keenan. Two-point shot good. Campbell to Mason on the right circle. To Maddox. To Nick Messer on the left circle. He's going to drive. To Mason on the right circle. To Isaiah Mintz. And the layup is missed, and there's a foul on, I think, Bill Maddox.
I'm not sure about that one either, Jack. It's minute into this one, and I'm starting to scratch my head in this one, too.
So Hyatt crosses the timeline to 10, and a three-point shot for Matthew Ledford. 5-0 North Buncombe. Maddox to Mason, and they steal the ball, and number 10.
And that's the
layup good, and timeout Pisgah.
And that timeout on the court is sponsored by Canton Insurance. Call Michelle or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs. So, Jack, that's not the start we wanted.
No.
6:35, a minute 30 into the game. We're down 7-0. You can see how quick they get in transition off of that steal. Plus, they shoot the ball really well.
Well, a missed layup and a couple turnovers get you to 7-0 early in the game.
And a good timeout by Coach Rodomer here. Settle his team down a little bit. Understand we're way early in this game. We just got to play under control and can't turn it over. Share the ball. Don't force it into traffic, right?
So, Messer inbounds the ball to Mason, guarded by Clark to Kruk to Maddox, top of circle. Back to Campbell, going to drive. Gets it to Mason, to Maddox, to Campbell. Back to Maddox, hands back. Maddox going to drive, layup no good. Rebounded to Clark. He's going to drive and hands the ball to number 22 and foul on number 22. That is Cameron Keenan on the foul.
And that scared me a little bit. Glad they got him. They were battling in there pretty good. I thought that could be gone the other way. Could be two on Maddox, and thank goodness it's not.
Mason crossing the timeline. He's going to drive. And layup rolls in. Clark crossing the timeline. Isaiah Mintz on the defense. Parker Hyatt's going to drive. Try to. Gets Campbell. To Clark. He's going to drive. Three seconds on the Blackhawks.
Yeah, good call. You know, Trent Clark dribble penetrated in there, got stuck, and then there was good defense by our Bears just getting in the passing lanes, not giving him anywhere to go.
Correct, crossing the timeline. He's going to drive. And a foul on Hyatt. Push on Campbell Kruk. Bears have the ball underneath their own basket.
Camden Robinson is going to come in for Nick Messer.
Campbell Kruk is going to drive. Hand to Maddox Wright. Three-pointer, no good. Campbell with the rebound. Hands to Mason. Mason's going to drive. Put up a shot. Left-handed layup. Good. 7-4. Blackhawks. Clark crossing the timeline on the left side. He's going to drive. And he's going to put a shot up. And that's number 15. Henry Lesh on the bucket. Camel Kruk on the right circle. He's going to go to the top of the circle. And the ball goes out of bounds off of a Blackhawk right here.
So Trent Clark inbounds, gets the loose ball and throws it in. Goes to the other side of the court. Official is not too happy with that.
So Mason crossing the timeline to Robinson, and he loses it out of bounds. Possession to the Blackhawks. Or maybe not.
And I guess they're going to say that the young man knocked it out of Camden Robinson from behind.
So Mason inbounding the ball to Kruk. Back to Robinson, top of circle, to Mintz, to Mason Putnam, to Maddox Wright, to Campbell Kruk, blocked. And Mintz with the layup, good. 9-6. Hyatt, correction, Clark, crossing the timeline, to Hyatt, number 10, Matthew Ledford. He's going to drive. Campbell with the defense. Back to 25. Back to Clark.
Don't leave him alone.
And good rebound by Mason Putnam. He's going to drive, put up a shot, and he's fouled. And the basket is good.
This Pisgah free throw. is sponsored by Messimer Insurance Agency, offering insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today.
Micah Devlin came in for Isaiah Mintz. Mason's free throw is no good. And
that's a big one.
Number 10.
Yeah, you got Maddox for pushing underneath there. I didn't agree with the first one. I did kind of agree with that one. Just like that, Jack, we're back in this 9-8.
Clark is going to drive, put up a shot. Good free throw line jumper. Mason crossing the timeline. Hands back to Kruk, to Maddox, to Robinson. To Kruk, to Devlin, to Robinson. He's going to drive. Hands back to Devlin, to Mason. And he walked. Possession back to the Blackhawks.
So 2:41 here, Jack. You know, it's a big moment. We fought our way back into this thing. 11-8, we're down. Need to finish this quarter strong.
Hyatt crossing the timeline to Clark. He's going to drive, put up a jumper, good, in the free throw lane. Mason crossing the timeline on the right side. Mason's going to drive, and we're going to have a foul. And is he going to shoot free throws? Yeah, two free throws. These Pisgah free throws are sponsored by Messmer Insurance Agency, offering insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today.
Jackie made one of two there.
Rebound to Kruk, to Robinson, and misses the bunny. Possession back to the Blackhawks. And the ball is knocked away to Clark. Devlin with the rebound to Kruk, crossing the timeline to Mason. Mason is going to drive to Devlin to Kruk. Good steal by the Blackhawks. Man.
Trent Clark finishes there, and they get a foul on North Buncombe. Who was that foul on?
I don't know.
Number 11?
I don't know.
So it's a big turn of events. Went from one end to the other, Jack.
Free throw is good. Clark going out for number 25, Aiden King. Mason has the ball, crossing the timeline to Robinson on the right circle, to Micah Devlin, to Kemal Kruk. To Mason, he's going to drive. And layup no good, rebound to the number 10. Of the Blackhawks. He's guarded by Robinson. Hyatt now at the top of the circle to Ledford, to 25, Aiden King, guarded by Kruk. Back to Hyatt, guarded by Devlin. Robinson guarded by and got a walk on number 10, Matthew Ledford.
Just hoping for a little technical ass there. He didn't really slam the ball, but he dribbled it hard there.
So Mason crossing the timeline. We got 15 seconds to go in the first quarter to Kruk. To Robinson, layup good. I'm going to have a long jumper, three-pointer, no good. That's the end of the first quarter. You're listening to WPTL Radio and WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah sports.
Ken Wilson Ford is our choice. For my husband's truck, my Focus, our teen's used Honda, that's her choice. I appreciate Ken Wilson's professional staff, the big new and used selection, high quality service that keeps us rolling. I grew up in a Ken Wilson Ford family, so I know why they earned the Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award. Visit Ken Wilson Ford and see the difference when things are done right.
Black Bear Basketball on WPTL.
Coming to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box on the campus of WCU for the Catamount Clash.
So, Jack, we're sitting here at the Catamount Clash in the Ramsey Center. Great venue here for these kids. Our Bears are losing 16-11. You know, we talked about that a little bit earlier. We needed to finish strong. They got out to a 5-1 run, but we kind of closed that to keep some containment here.
So Hyatt guarded by Mason. Handed back to Clark. They switched. Clark's on a drive. Number 25, King, guarded by Nick Messer. Top of circle. Back to Clark. Top of circle. Guarded by Mason. To Ledford, guarded by Kruk. To Hyatt. And there's going to be a jumper. Three-point shot, no good. Rebounded by Kruk. Crossing the timeline right now. To Robinson on the right circle. To Campbell. And he misses the layup. Robinson with rebound. And it's fouled, and the bucket is good.
And this Pisgah free throw is sponsored by Messimer Insurance Agency. Messimer Insurance Agency, offering insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a free quote today.
16-14, Blackhawks. Clark's going to drive, jumper, in and out. Mason with the rebound. He's going to push it to Campbell, and it skips away.
Just couldn't handle that one.
Yeah, it was a low, low bounce pass.
Just like that, we're right back in it, Jack. 16-14 here with 6:50 left in the second quarter.
Hyatt crossing the timeline against Mason. He's going to drive. Back to King, to Clark. He's going to drive, put up a shot, and lay up good. Mintz hands to Putnam, crossing the timeline. Back to Robinson. He's going to drive, and foul good. He was fouled, and the basket's good.
Camden's coming out here strong here in the second quarter.
I like it.
This Pisgah free throw is sponsored by Messimer Insurance Agency.
Free throw is good. 18-17, Blackhawks. King to number 15. Clark to Ledford, three-pointer, no good, and a foul on number 25.
So that's the third King. Team foul on
North Buncombe.
North Buncombe.
So Mason crossing the timeline. He's going to drive. Hand to Mintz. Mintz is going to drive. Nick Messer with a three-pointer. Good.
And that three-point shot is sponsored by Forga Contracting.
20-18. Clark guarded by Mintz to Hyatt. Hyatt's. Yeah, we're going to have a foul on Mason.
That was one of those touch fouls talking about earlier. His first team first.
Ledford with the backdoor pass. Layup good. 20 all. Robinson to Kruk. Jumper good. Camel Kruk to Ledford, and the ball goes out of bounds in front of the Pisgah bench. Ledford to Clark. He's going to drive, put up a shot, and short. Campbell with the rebound. He's guarded by number 5, Hyatt. Back to Nick Messer to Camden Robinson. He's going to take a three-pointer. No good. And we're going to have a foul on Campbell on the pass.
That's not a bad foul there. They look like they could have a wide-open layup as Clark was looking up the court for number 10, Ledford, streaking up the court by himself, and Campbell made sure he didn't get that one off. That's team second foul here in the second quarter. Campbell's first. Your Bears leading 22-20.
Micah Devlin in. Ledford guarded by Messer to King to Hyatt to Clark. Guarded by Isaiah Mintz. And that's like
a walk.
Looked like a walk to me. 22 all. Mason's going to drive. Put up the shot. No good. Clark. Ledford with the rebound, and he's going to make the layup. 24-22 Blackhawks. 4 minutes to go in the half. Nick Messer hands it back to Camel Kruk to Isaiah Mintz. Back to Mason Putnam on the right circle. To Camel Kruk. Camel's going to drive and tries to pass to Nick Messer. Goes out of bounds, possession to the Blackhawks.
Score's now 24-22 Blackhawks.
Hyatt crossing the timeline against Mason. To Clark, he's going to drive, put up a shot, blocked. Mintz on the drive, hands to Micah Devlin to Nick
nice
Messer.
Pass.
Layup good. Ledford crossing the timeline, guarded by Kruk. Hands it back to Clark. Guarded by Mintz to Hyatt. Top of circle, guarded by Mason to Ledford. Long three-pointer, no good. Mason with the rebound. Gets it to Micah, back to Nick Messer, back to Micah Devlin. Back to Nick, to Campbell. On the right circle, back to Nick, to Mintz, to Mason on the left circle, back to Mintz, going to drive, and back to Nick Messer. Nick Messer with the three-pointer, no good. Hyatt going to drive, put up a shot, no good. Mason with the rebound. crossing the timeline here, going to the middle, and layup no good. Going fast and furious right now. Oh, wow.
Pretty offensive.
Ledford just ran over Micah Devlin.
Yeah, he stuck his elbow out and just kind of. So 2:02 left here in the second quarter. The score remains 24-24. It's gotten a little physical here, Jack.
Yep. Nick Messer inbounds the ball to Mason, crossing the timeline. Nick, top of circle, to Camden, to Micah Devlin, to Nick Messer. He's going to take a three-pointer, no good. Rebounded to Clark. Crossing the timeline against Minst, to Kruk, to Hyatt, and air ball for Hyatt to Mason Putnam. Mason's going to drive, and he misses the layup, puts it back up. 26-24 Bears, 1:20 to go in the half. Hyatt crossing the timeline to King, to 32, Brock McMahon. Caleb Miller coming in for Mason Putnam.
That foul was on Micah Devlin. It's the team third, Micah's first. We got Jacob Troll in the game. We got Caleb Miller, Micah Devlin, Campbell Crook, and Camden Robinson to Pisgah.
Inbounds pass goes to the Blackhawks. Clark guarded by Miller. He's going to drive, put up a shot, and a charge on Clark.
We might have got one there, Jack. I'll take it. So that is a team fifth on North Buncombe, second on Clark.
So Miller inbounds the ball to Kruk. 47 seconds to go in the half. To Troll. To Robinson. To Kruk. Kimmel Kruk. To Robinson, to Micah Devlin, to Robinson, three-pointer in and out. Number 12 has it for the Blackhawks. They're going to have 11 seconds to go. Going to drive and put up a shot, and it's good right at the buzzer. So we're all tied at 26. When we come back, we'll have more basketball action, or the halftime show. You listen to me, PTL Radio and WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah sports.
Discover more with an interest-bearing checking account from Champion Credit Union. With higher yields, let your money work for you so you can unlock more adventures in life. Visit championcu.com for terms and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Let's go courtside as Pisgah basketball continues.
And we're back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box, where it's time for your halftime show. It's time for the halftime show brought to you by Papertown Equipment Rental, a store that delivers equipment, customer service, and great prices. Why buy when you can rent it? Call 565-2737. So, Jack, pretty good action there. Low-scoring game here, hard-fought defensive game. What's your thoughts here?
We're all tied at 26. That's good.
Yeah, I think this is the game Coach Road Armor wants. Playing hard, tough-nosed defense, making it very difficult. I shared with you there, North Buncombe is 1 of 11 from the three-point line. This is a team that's averaging probably mid-80s, and they're sitting here with 26 points at halftime. So we've done a nice job of stifling them.
I like it. The defense has been great for the Bears.
And some surprises for Pisgah. We've got, Mason Putnam certainly isn't a surprise for us. He's leading the way for us with 9 points. But Camden Robinson coming in, giving some big minutes there with 8 points there in the first half. Had Maddox right, you'd have told me Maddox would have 0 points and be in foul trouble at halftime. But we would be tied. I probably wouldn't have believed you.
I agree.
So Camden stepping up really big there. Isaiah Mintz with 2 points. Nick Messer with 5. Hit that big 3. And then followed it up with a 2-pointer. And Campbell Crook with 2. So that's kind of where our scoring is. For them, Ty Clark has 13 points right now, so he's a little off his average of 28 points a game, but certainly had a good first half for himself. But the big thing is Ledford had 7 points, and he's averaging 21. So we held both of them under their typical average, and then they only had 3 other people score with 1 point or 2 points apiece. So and one was right there at the end. So great job from us from a defensive standpoint.
We're going to send it back to the studio for some more commercials. You listen to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah sports.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean, to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages, to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction. Vestas proudly backs the Bears.
Pisgah Basketball on WPTL Canton.
And we're back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box, here where your Bears are tied 26-26 with North Buncombe heading into the second quarter. I'd like to take a moment to thank all of our sponsors. Sponsors for basketball season are Vestas Uniform Service, Champion Credit Union, A1 Storage, Mike's Heating and Air, Ken Wilson Ford, Messimer Insurance, Canton Insurance, Forga Contracting, Stevenson Pest Control, Papertown Equipment Rental, and First Citizens Bank Wealth and Management.
Just a reminder, after the game, we're going to have the A1 Storage Player of the Game. The Pisgah Player of the Game. Pisgah Sports has been honoring Pisgah athletes for outstanding game day performances all season long. You can see photos of all the award winners at WPTLRadio.net. Just click on the Sports tab, and then choose Pisgah Player of the Game from the drop-down menu. Check in often as we add new players after each game. That's WPTLRadio.net.
And folks, if you missed any of the Bears' action in basketball or football, you can catch up on Pisgah On Demand. Simply go to WPTLRadio.net, click on the Sports tab, and choose Pisgah On Demand from the drop-down menu. You can listen to the entire 2018 football season and up-to-date basketball. Pisgah On Demand, check it out. So, Jack, got 4:18 left here. If you're... Coach Brodomer, you got to feel good about where you're at. What's the message to the kids here?
Just keep playing hard. Good defense in the first half, limiting the Blackhawks to 26 points. That's really good.
Yeah, I think he would like what they're doing.
Oh, yeah, I think he's very pleased. And you got to consider, we got down 7-0 in the first minute and a half of this game. And since then, we've been on a 26-19 run, so we've played very well from that standpoint. So, folks, we're going to go back to the studio for another message from our sponsors. When we come back, we'll have the rest of this game against North Buncombe here from WCU, the Ramsey Center. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah sports.
Discover more with an interest-bearing checking account from Champion Credit Union. With higher yields, let your money work for you so you can unlock more adventures in life. Visit championcu.com for terms and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hi, I'm David Messimer, your local AAA agent here in Canton. Of course, most people know AAA for roadside assistance and discount on travel services, but we also offer excellent discounts on all of our insurance products, including auto, home, and life insurance, all providing peace of mind protection while being your local insurance agent. Please give us a call at 828-579-3029 or stop by our office located at 714 Main Street to see if we can help save you some money. Go Bears!
Black Bear Basketball on WPTL.
And we're back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box. Jack, speaking of Stevenson Pest Control, Miss Mark here tonight. So,
yeah, we're praying for his dad. He wasn't able to be with us tonight.
Yeah, so best wishes to he and his family. Thoughts and prayers go out to them. I know his dad's having a few health issues. We pray that that'll get cleared up. Back here with 1:47 left at this halftime. We got to see Cherokee and Polk come out. The boys, that boys game will be after this game, Jack. North Buncombe has made it back out, and they are warming up. Our Pisgah team still in the locker room. Not like our young ladies. They stayed in through the end. Brought them some good luck, so hopefully it'll bring the boys some good luck. I look back here, Jack, and good little crowd behind us on this side. See a lot of Pisgah faithful here pulling us through.
A lot of the wrestlers and the students are at the end of the court.
Yeah, we got a student section. I didn't see that, Jack.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Got a little student section here tonight. So it's good to see athletes supporting athletes here at the Ramsey Center here tonight.
Pisgah is still not on the court.
So, rolling down here about 45 seconds. Pisgah has not come out of the locker room. I think North Buncombe may have locked the door on us just like they did in the girls' game. We rolled out right about time for the second half.
Here they come.
And like clockwork, just like the girls' game, 30 seconds hits that clock, and our boys start strolling out of the locker room, Jack.
I'm always scared, you know.
Yep.
Something happens, you know.
When you got your senior leader, Mason Putnam, leading the way, Coach Roadarmer out there leading the way, the rest of them coming out, and you see our coaching staff back behind them.
I just feel you come out cold, but I guess they like it like that.
Oh, yeah. And North Buncombe's out, been out on the floor, ready to go. Pisgah's got Mason Putnam, Isaiah Mintz,
Nick Messer, Camden,
Campbell Crook,
and Maddox Schrott. Clark. We take a long jumper, and the ball goes back to the Bears as they start the half. Isaiah Mintz on this right circle to Maddox Wright. He's going to drive, put up a shot, layup good, Maddox. Clark crossing the timeline against Mintz. He's going to try to drive to Hyatt, guarded by Mason. is going to drive to Ledford. He's going to drive. Truck in front of him. Ledford's going to try to drive again. Hands back to Hyatt. Truck switches to Hyatt. Hyatt. Clark's has it. Left circle. I have a screen to Mintz, to Hyatt, to Campbell. A kickball? That was
close. I did not see that. Thought it was a great steal by Campbell. Got his hand in there. The official from the far side decided he kicked it rather than get his hand on it.
So Clark has it. Guarded by Mintz to Ledford at the free throw line. Back to Clark. Jumper, no good. King with the rebound to Ledford, no good. Mason has it. He's going to push the ball all the way to the basket. And he gets the ball. Mason gets the rebound. Maddox Wright's going to take a three-pointer. Rebounded to Clark. Guarded by Mintz, crossing the timeline to Ledford, to King. That's a walk.
This defense is just really frustrating the Blackhawks right now.
So, possession to the Bears. Mason crossing the timeline to Maddox Wright. To Mintz, top of circle to Crook, back to Nick Messer, to Crook, layup, no good, Bunny does not go down. Ledford crossing the timeline against Crook to Clark. Guarded by Mintz, it's going to drive. And a push on.
And that's a big call. Clark. That's the third foul on Clark. He's got to go out. He's frustrated.
So Nick Messer inbounds the ball to Mason. Crossing the timeline. To Micah Devlin, who's in the game now. To Mintz. Mintz with a layup. Good. 30-26 Bears. 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Ledford to King. Number 12. Who's that? Isaac. Tomasic to Hyatt, right circle. To Ledford. Ledford, long three-pointer, no good. Jump ball. Possession goes back to the Blackhawks.
Yeah, this defense continues to frustrate the Blackhawks. We're playing great defense. You wonder, you know, the court layout, could that be affecting their shot? But got to give a lot of credit to the effort level on defense that our Bears are playing with them.
Inbounds to King. Back to Hyatt. To Isaac Tomasic. To Ledford. Jumper in the free throw lane is good. Mason crossing the timeline to Micah Devlin, to Maddox Wright. He's going to drive and put up a shot. 2 points, good. Ledford walking it up, crossing the timeline against Mintz. He's going to drive. Hyatt guarded by Devlin. He's going to drive, put up a shot, blocked by Maddox. Goes out of bounds. Possession to the Blackhawks.
Good help defense by Maddox coming over, getting that block. Almost was able to corral it before it went out of bounds. We got Camden Robinson coming into the game. Let's see. Kim Campbell Crook, Maddox Wright, Mason Putnam, and Micah Devlin.
Tomczyk has it to back to Hyatt to Ledford, guarded by Crook on the left circle. To Hyatt to Tomczyk to Ledford. He's going to drive. And back to Tomczyk to King to Ledford. Jumper good. That's a good jump shot.
Yeah, we don't want him to get hot, but that was both of those shots he's made have been contested. Really difficult shots.
Maddox on the right circle to Mason. To Micah Devlin. And layup good by Micah. Hyatt crossing the timeline. Guarded by Devlin. To Ledford. Guarded by Crook. To Devlin. Guarded by Hyatt. Ledford pushed off on Crook. King, guarded by Robinson. Maddox Wright.
Nice feed by Maddox. Camden just did not finish, but nice steal and distribution of the ball by Maddox.
So King inbounds of the ball to Tomczyk.
And our Bears are up 34-30 here with 2:20 left in the third quarter.
Hands to King, top of circle, guarded by Robinson. And Tomczyk to Hyatt. To Tomczyk on the right circle, guarded by Mason. He's going to drive. King has it, guarded by Robinson. And we're going to have a push.
That is going to be a foul on Ledford. Campbell Crook is driving him crazy right now.
Yes.
And I wonder if Ty Clark actually has four fouls, because he got pulled out and
early,
got that foul
early.
And yep. Has been over there since. With that, we've got a timeout on the court, folks. Time Out on the Court is sponsored by Canton Insurance. Call Michelle or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs. Jack, 1:44 left in the third. Our Bears are up 34-30. What we wanted here, low-scoring game. It is 8-4 in this quarter, scoring-wise. Just doing a fantastic job of really slowing the pace of this game and making North Buncombe work for everything they're looking for.
On the court, coming back is Maddox Wright, Mason Putnam, Robinson, Micah Devlin, and Camel Crook.
Chance to build on this lead. Campbell attacks, puts up the left-handed shot, and in.
Height. Going to take a long jumper in. Three-point good. Mason to Robinson. To Mason. And we're going to have a foul on the floor, I guess.
Going to be a third team foul on North Buncombe. First team on McMahon.
Mason's going to be inbound of the ball under the Bears' basket. Mason with a three-pointer. Good. And that three-point shot is sponsored by Forga Contracting. Height crossing the timeline against Devlin. He's going to drive to the top of the circle. Put up a shot. No good. And knock out of bounds. Possession to the Bears.
stretches this lead, Jack, to 39-33 with the ball with 46.1 seconds left in the third quarter.
Nick Messer comes back in for Maddox Wright. And Isaiah Mintz comes in for Mason Putnam. Got Campbell Crook crossing the timeline. Looks like they're going to a zone now. Robinson, and we're going to have a foul.
It's going to be the fourth team foul on North Buckeyes.
Number 15, Henry Lesh on the foul. It's only the fourth team foul. So Micah's going to be in an inbound on the ball underneath the Bears' basket. And not a good pass. Too high on the left circle. Number four, Adrian Allen, makes a layup and he's fouled for. And the basket is good. One free throw for Allen.
And that was Nick Messer's first foul. First foul on Pisgah this quarter.
Missed the free throw. 13 seconds to go. Campbell to Micah to Hyatt. Hyatt tries to get the basket at the buzzer, but no good. Bears lead the Blackhawks 39-35 as we enter the fourth quarter. Listen to me, PTL Radio and WPTLRadio.net, your home for physical sports.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean, to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages, to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction. Vestas proudly backs the Bears.
Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning has been warming Western North Carolina homes for over 30 years. Call Mike's today to schedule your heating system checkup. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit Mike's online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343. Let Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning keep your home comfy and warm all winter long.
Let's go courtside as Pisgah basketball continues.
And we're back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box, where your Bears carry a 39-35 lead into the fourth quarter, where we have the ball first.
We had the ball, but a bounce off of a knee goes to Clark. He's going to put up a jumper. No good. Rebounded by Maddox. And Mason makes a layup all the way. So King to Ledford. And we'll have a foul on Crook on the pass.
They have certainly let us play physically up until this point. That was not a foul in the first three quarters. Right. Be interesting to see how it's officiated here going down the stretch.
Ledford.
And Ledford is complaining he got poked in the eye, I guess.
Ledford inbounds the ball to Clark. Top of circle, guarded by Mintz. To King. Jumper no good and goes out of bounds. Possession to the Bears.
And North Henderson's content to let us bring it up full court, no pressure.
Campbell crossing the timeline. To Nick Messer, to Maddox Wright, to Mason. He's going to drive. And back to Maddox. Top of circle to Campbell. Guarded by Clark to Mason. And not a good entry pass by Mason. Clark is going to drive, put up the shot. Nope. He tries to get it to King, and he does.
That was a nice pass by Clark.
Mason crossing the timeline to Maddox. He thought about doing a three-pointer. To Nick Messer. Hands back to Campbell. To Mason, the Campbell crook. Three-pointer good.
And that three-point shot is sponsored by Forger Contracting. What a big three-pointer that was, Jack.
And we're going to have a foul on Campbell again.
That runs the lead back to 44-37, a seven-point lead here, folks, with 6 minutes left in this game. That is Campbell's third foul, second team foul here this quarter.
Clark has it, guarded by Mintz. He's going to drive against Maddox to Tomasic, back to Clark. Three-pointer good by Clark. Maddox to Nick Messer in the right corner. To Mason. And Isaiah went one way and Mason threw the ball the other way.
A four-point lead here, Jack. 44-40 with 5:22 left. Big defensive stand here.
To Tomasic, back to Clark. Jumper, good. 44-42, Bears. 5 minutes to go in the game. Mason crossing the timeline to Maddox. To Campbell on the right side. We have a foul.
It's going to be number 12, I think, Tomic.
Tomsic. Mason inbounding the ball. To Maddox. Jumper, good. Backboard. Oh, almost stolen away by Mason. Clark guarded by Mintz. On the right circle. To Tomsic. He's going to drive to King. Correction, that is 22, Cameron Keenan. Mason crossing the timeline. To Camel Cruck. To Mintz. To Maddox. Back to Campbell. Campbell's going to drive. Hand back to Maddox. To Mintz. To Mason. Mason going to drive. Put up a shot. No good. Rebounded by Ledford.
And that's going to be a fourth on Campbell. Third team foul here, all three by Campbell in this quarter. So that gets him to four. That could be big for us, Jack. Folks, we're 46-44 with 3:45 left here in the fourth quarter. Your Bears leading the way.
Clark is in the lane. Hyatt's going to take a three-pointer. No good. Rebound to Maddox. Mason's going to drive, put up a shot, and he's fouled. Nation is going to shoot two Messmer Insurance free throws.
That was on Hyatt, number five. It's his second, team second here.
Rattles in. 47-44 Bears. Camden Robinson coming in for Nick Messer. Campbell still on the floor. Mason's next free throw rattles out. Clark with the rebound. 2 minutes. And Clark with a jumper at the top of the circle. All tied at 47.
That was deep.
That was deep. Mason has it to Maddox, top of circle. To Maddox, he's going to drive and we're going to have a push on Maddox.
So number 15.
15 is Henry Lesh.
His first, team third here in the fourth quarter. Looks like they only gave them two for that last one. I don't know if they'll go review that or not. He was pretty deep.
So Mason inbounding the ball to Campbell. To Mason, tipped away. Possession back to the Bears. Mason inbounding the ball on the sideline. Throws it into Mintz. To Mason. To Campbell. Long three-pointer and short. And Robinson with the two-pointer in the lane. Clark guarded by Mintz. Crossing the timeline. To Trent Clark again. Back to Hyatt. Timeout, North Buncombe.
This timeout on the court is sponsored by Canton Insurance. Call Michelle or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs. So, Jack, here 2:19 left in the fourth quarter. Our Bears are up three. I think they may have got confused on which three-point line was which for high school, but
yeah.
I'll take it. That's a big point for us right now.
Yeah.
Our North Buncombe will have it over here on the sidelines, Jack, right in front of our table, moving right to left on their end of the court. Made us a big stand here.
What's Coach Rodomer did in the huddle?
I
what
think he's
think?
Telling them continue to play defense the way they're playing. We've only got three team fouls. We're not putting anybody on the line, so you can take some gambles here. But play good, tough defense. See if we can get a turnover and get the ball back and be patient offensively.
Ledford inbounds the ball to Hyatt, guarded by Mason, to Clark, to Ledford with a long three-pointer. No good. Hyatt with the rebound. Guarded by Maddox.
And that's going to be five on Campbell.
Is it?
Yeah, it's a little mismatch there. Number 21's a big old kid. We switched. We got Campbell Crook on him.
So Micah Devlin coming in for Campbell.
It's the team four. We'll send 22 to the line for two free throws.
22 is Cameron Keenan. First free throw good.
Put the score on the wrong side. We'll take that too.
Next free throw, no good.
Should be a 2-point lead for Pisgah right now. know if they've noticed that or not. Oh, they got it fixed now. And that timeout taken by Road Armor. He wants to talk about this offensive possession down here. That timeout on the court is sponsored by Canton Insurance. Call Michelle, one of her friendly staff, at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs. So, folks, 143 left here in the fourth quarter. Your Bears leading 49-47. Our ball underneath our own basket, Jack. I think we did a good job down here on defense. We just got called on the switch. Little underman.
So,
what do you look for here coming off of this play inside? I'm thinking you're trying to get it to Maddox on the block here.
Yes, but if they get it to Camden Robinson, we'll see how it works. Mason inbound on the ball. To Camden Robinson on the right circle. Top of circle to Mason, guarded by Ledford. Mason's going to drive. And Camden to Nick Messer. And they steal the ball away. Height crossing the timeline. To King, he's going to drive, put up a shot.
Oh.
And they're going to call a block.
I thought Micah had that one. Foul number two on Micah. Five for Pisgah.
And the free throw is no good. Maddox with the rebound. We're all tied at 49. 1 minute and 11 seconds to go in the game. Robinson on the left circle. To Nick Messer, back to Camden. Guarded by Micah Devlin with the layup. Good.
Nice pass by Nick Messer. Good finish by Micah Devlin to give us that 2-point
lead. Clark to Ledford. The walk.
Oh, that's not a foul.
So with 33.4 seconds here, foul's caught on Nick Messer down below on the rebound and putback. We'll send number four,
Adrian Allen, to shoot two free throws. First one good.
I just want to say they've missed two in a row, Jack. I was hoping for three.
It's 51-50 Bears.
Should be the fourth team foul on North Buncombe, so we will not go to the line yet. Bears will have the ball, having to go the length of the court here with 33.4 seconds left with this 1-point lead.
Mason crossing the timeline and gets it to Micah Devlin. To Maddox right across the circle. And we're going to have a foul.
That will send them to the line.
Is that Maddox right going to the free throw line? Come on, Maddox. First one good, nothing to net. Nick Messer comes in for Isaiah Mintz.
Maddox's free throw rattles out. Allen with the rebound. Clark crosses the timeline. Timeout. North Buckham.
That timeout on the court is sponsored by Canton Insurance. Call Michelle or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs. So our Bears take a 52-50 lead with 16.8 seconds left here, Jack.
We love it, don't
North,
we?
North Buckham ball at half court. Don't give up the three here, whatever you do.
That's right.
They play good, solid defense. They haven't been as successful from the free throw line. They're 2 of 5 here down the stretch so far. So that's played a big, big part in what we're doing. So, you know, if I'm Coach Rodomer, I'm telling them, hey, make them earn it, right?
Yeah.
And if you're
North Buncombe.
North Buncombe, my guess is you're putting it in number one's hands, and we're going to tie it or win it in, with you here.
Well, Ledford can shoot it. Clark can shoot it. Hyatt can shoot it. On the floor for the Bears is Robinson, Mintz, Wright, Putnam, and Devlin. Ledford inbounding the ball in front of the Blackhawks bench.
If you'd ask Coach Rodomer, I'm sure he would. He'd take this situation. He wants this situation. We're allowing our defense to win the game.
Get it to Hyatt, guarded by Devlin. Hyatt with a long three-pointer, no good. Robinson with the rebound.
North Buncombe was trying to run something for Clark. He got tripped coming through all the traffic. And Hyatt had nothing to do but shoot the three there. He's standing wide open there and just missed it.
Robinson going to shoot two free throws.
Make both of these here, and we ice this game.
Rattles in. 53-50. One more Messmer insurance free throw from Camden Robinson. And that one's off. And the game is over. The Bears win 53-50 over North Buncombe. When we come back, we'll have the A1s Towards Player of the Game. If you're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah Sports.
Discover more with an interest-bearing checking account from Champion Credit Union. With higher yields, let your money work for you so you can unlock more adventures in life. Visit championcu.com for terms and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you ready to take your business to the next level? Seize the opportunity to promote and expand your business with WPTL, 101.7 FM and 920 AM. Give Terrell a call at 648-3576 and chat about advertising packages that fit your budget. Let's work together to promote and grow your business. WPTL is the perfect place to advertise and grow.
Pisgah Basketball on WPTL Canton.
And we're back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box. It's time for your Player of the Game. It's time for the A1 Stairs Player of the Game Award. Tonight's award for an outstanding effort for a Pisgah player goes to Camden Robinson. The holiday season is approaching. Looking for a safe place to store your holiday gifts from wandering eyes with 24/7 access? Call A1 Storage at 646 646- 3981, conveniently located for all your storage needs. So, Jack, could have gone a lot of different ways there. Well-played game all over the place, but Camden had 8 big points for us and come off the bench in the first half, finished with 11. So just an overall good game for him, contributing off the bench. What's your thoughts on everybody else there?
The Bears played great. North Buncombe, we limited Clark's opportunities, and they did a good job of defending the Blackhawks.
They really limited the Blackhawks opportunities everywhere. I mean, you know, we held them, they're averaging about 88 a game, 85 to 88 a game. We held them to 50 points tonight. So what an outstanding job of just really frustrating them by the entire team. I thought Campbell Crook did a exceptional job on Ledford, which, you know, Ledford had probably 3-4 inches on him, and he just really stayed all over him, frustrated him tonight, kept him well under his average of 21, so he was 10 points below his average tonight. But overall, I thought defense in general won that game for us tonight.
It did.
So, folks, we're going to go back to the studio for one more message from our sponsor. When we come back, we'll have some closing comments. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah basketball.
Ken Wilson Ford is our choice. For my husband's truck, my Focus, our teen's used Honda, that's her choice. I appreciate Ken Wilson's professional staff, the big new and used selection, high-quality service that keeps us rolling. I grew up in a Ken Wilson Ford family, so I know why they earned the Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award. Visit Ken Wilson Ford and see the difference when things are done right.
Discover more with an interest-bearing checking account from Champion Credit Union. With higher yields, let your money work for you so you can unlock more adventures in life. Visit championcu.com for terms and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hi, I'm David Messimer, your local AAA agent here in Canton. Of course, most people know AAA for roadside assistance and discount on travel services, but we also offer excellent discounts on all of our insurance products, including auto, home, and life insurance, all providing peace of mind protection while being your local insurance agent. Please give us a call at 828-579-3029 or stop by our office located at 714 Main Street to see if we can help save you some money. Go Bears!
Black Bear Basketball on WPTL.
And folks, we're back to you live from the Stevenson Press Control Press Box here at the Ramsey Center, where your Bears have just defeated the North Buncombe Blackhawks. In the boys' game, 53-50, and in the girls' game, 66-55, I believe the final score was. So two really good wins. Right now, I'd like to recognize all of our basketball sponsors this year. You got Vestas Uniform Service, Champion Credit Union, A1 Storage, Mike's Heating and Air, Ken Wilson Ford, Messimer Insurance, Canton Insurance, Florida Contracting, Stevenson Pest Control, Paper Town Equipment Rental, and First Citizens Bank Wealth and Management. And folks, if you've missed any of the Bears basketball or football action this year, you can catch up on Pisgah On Demand. Simply go to WPTLRadio.net, click on the Sports tab, and choose Pisgah On Demand from the drop-down menu. You can listen to all the 2018 entire football season or catch up any up-to-date game of basketball. Pisgah On Demand, check it out. So, Jack, any final thoughts here on the great play of our Pisgah Bears tonight?
Well, the Blackhawks are 5A, the girls and boys. We're 4A. So good wins for both teams, and the RPI should go up for all these games.
Yeah, it's a big, big win for boys and the girls here tonight. You're exactly right. Both of them worked hard to grit it out. Team efforts on both sides. We talked about the girls, five players in double figures. And then the boys held a team that was averaging 85 to just 50 tonight. So just outstanding effort by both teams here tonight.
Yeah.
So, folks, both teams, again, have games next Saturday in the Asheville High Christmas or Holiday Tournament. The girls will play, I believe, at 9:30 at Asheville High School next Saturday morning. Boys to follow at 11.
Got to wake up early, Kevin.
Yeah, it's going to be early morning that Saturday. So we'll have to wake up early and get over there. They'll have off on Sunday. So great job by the tournament directors of making sure we observe the Sabbath and taking off that day. And then they'll be back in action on Monday and Tuesday. I believe Monday, they're later on in the afternoon, like 3 and 4:30. And then about midday on Tuesday. So if you get a chance, you can check that out. Again, it's the Asheville High Christmas Tournament both teams are playing in. So come out and support them. Any wrestling this week?
I don't think so.
Okay, so they're probably all.
Michael knows. I don't know.
For the Christmas holidays. Any last words before we wrap up?
No, I think we're good.
Okay.
Great wins for both the boys and the girls.
Yeah, great wins here. Great way to send us into the Christmas holiday here. We'll be back in action before New Year's. Folks, we'll be back in action. I believe it's on 1-6 is the first Tuesday of the new year. Come and join us here. That'll be a regular Tuesday and Friday night that week. We'll be live on the air bringing you all the Pisgah action. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah sports.